Now?
You just asked if we think the Lakers is going
to win. I was just saying whose team didn't win a championship. That's
all. Hey, Chiefs count too?
I never had a team win.
Chiefs is...
They win a championship.
The Chiefs is great. I don't like
NBA. I never had a team. Ever. I don't pay attention to fans.
I never really just... Yeah.
What you pay attention AI, to fans for?
The white hair.
Preston, we recording?
Yeah. That's really it.
My niggas, AI, T-Mac, KD, KG2.
The white hair was KG, going fed till Kobe stopped.
Was that like a top five?
No, he was saying like players that he liked. Like he said he ain't never had no like team that he fucked with. I ain't really had no like team.
Y'all think Paul Pierce is nice?
Yeah. Yes. Don't act like he wasn't in Boston before the big three killing.
This is my problem with Paul Pierce.
I can't cap. I used to fuck with Ray Allen.
You got to talk about the facts. Paul Pierce was that man.
But I don't like bottom of the barrel. To talk like he was with LeBron.
He used to come with the heat on the feet.
I don't like when he tries to put himself in the LeBron conversation.
No, because his team was at the bottom of the.
We have an announcement to make.
Eli said he's having a baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, congratulations.
No. Oh, actually, I'll take that back.
I'm just gonna say, fucking don't hit the table.
Okay.
Because it makes the camera shake.
Okay, my bad. The camera was shaking, y'all. But
he's out here lit off the Emmy.
Eli is having a kid.
Lying on me. He's always lying on me.
He never
me
said
Facebook.
No.
Over here, what donkey.
No?
Over here,
he never said no.
Donkey Kong in the table.
No, I said that's not it.
You said I always lying.
That's not it. That's not what you got to tell us. But that's not.
You said something about that. What'd you say? Medium well chicken?
Hell no.
I never said that.
I don't know. Listen, y'all know I never lie.
Bullshit.
Yeah, if I put it on the post, that's a fact.
You never heard of
it. Bro, if you eat pink steak and pink hamburgers.
He's lying on me.
Why can't you eat medium well chicken?
What's medium well chicken, though? Facebook. I don't even. Medium well. What you mean? That's the same way you order steaks.
That's crazy.
How do you know if it's medium well?
Right.
You still biting the raw. Still biting the raw.
It ain't the same.
Yes, it is. This is the exact
same. I'm just asking, nigga. No, you was telling me, nigga. You wasn't asking me shit.
This nigga Drew's a chef.
This nigga crazy.
You look like you could be a chef.
I think you high, nigga.
It's the hair.
It's the hair in the half mask.
Eli said if y'all want some of his...
This nigga do look like a Caribbean chef.
How many talking to on there, bro?
Hey, Eli is selling plates next weekend. He says medium well chicken and mashed potatoes. And rice.
Yeah, I was about to say and rice.
That is a weird ass.
Oh, I need to not do that though, because I'm shaking your mic.
Right, this nigga smacking, trying to smack me.
What's that bullshit I said?
Hey, don't be doing that shit. Like, hella weird. You can't do none of that.
I said some shit like
moving.
None of that shit.
I forgot what the fuck I said. What's going on with this nigga's mic? That shit was funny as shit.
Oh, yeah, the change the passcode shit.
Yeah.
But what's funny is I probably really would say some shit like that, nigga.
Like what?
Better rotate your passcode, nigga, before she get up. Before she catch on and open the whole book, nigga.
I said, what your girl don't know, she'll find out while you sleep. Like, just change your password.
Like, oh, really?
And I said, Chris said it.
Yep.
So this is what you was on last week?
Triggers the like the paranoia.
For real? You know what I'm saying? Or if your thumbs is moving too fast, on the screen.
It need to be on some
move at decent speed.
It needs to be on some spy shit.
You gotta change that shit. Moving at decent speed.
Fuck no.
Go to the bathroom.
There needs to be an app that's on some spy shit. If you put in the wrong code, if you put in a certain code, it'll delete everything in your phone. The real code works though.
Damn. Oh,
I don't want to lose everything.
I smoke too much weed.
Call him an OG cheater.
I smoke way too much weed for some shit like that.
We don't smoke weed here.
Hey, I ain't never been in no relationship.
No lie, I don't cheat.
Call me cheating since eighth grade. Respectfully.
Really? I ain't gonna cheat you. I ain't gonna beat you.
Hey, only respectfully. I'll cheat.
There's a tasteful way to cheat.
Exactly. Real respectfully. Real respectfully.
Tasteful cheating? Yeah.
You ain't gonna find out.
Tasteful cheating is like...
Get back.
Shut
I'm not dealing with none of my girl's friends. She got to go through extreme measures to find out.
No.
Yeah. So it's like if you're going through my phone, you're doing super spy shit to find out.
What?
That's called tastefully cheating.
Tastefully cheating.
Yeah. I respect
if
that.
If you had to go through extremes to find out that I had somebody else,
that's my nigga always speaking. Then that's on you.
That's called being a good liar.
He always speaking some real shit. I don't even cheat, but that's some real shit.
That means you lie really good, man.
It's a lie depending on what you're talking
about. That's
all that means. Because sometimes I'm stretching the truth. I'm not lying.
But is there anything tasteful about lying, though?
Who is sipping the
Kentucky
Red? I said, is there anything tasteful about lying, though?
You seen that Hennessy video?
Yes, it is. Yeah. What do you mean, though, Drew? You ain't no tasteful lies?
Hell no.
Nah, my thing is, man.
What is your definition of tasteful?
Tasteful is if you did it because you cared about me. You know what I mean? If you lied to me because you cared, I'm good with it, man. Fuck it.
Tasteful to me is if the lie was worse than what the truth is.
hey, this nigga high, man. Hey, this nigga's high over here, man. He really is, man. We too close.
My bad, tastefully cheating is cheating on an algebra test.
Hey, if the lie was better than what the truth is, then I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Still from Walmart self-checkout?
Something that ain't made?
Yeah.
I was gonna say one of y'all lying, say y'all ain't stole from self checkout. I just put my water, the 24 pack of water, put that shit at the bottom of the cart.
I got bad luck, so I ain't stealing shit.
I feel like
they always asked if they want
to
scan.
There's a lot of cameras pointing our way.
You can't be a big bad. Nigga and steal shit.
Because what if he tackle you, bro?
Everybody looking at you already like
you on camera.
You can't steal it though.
Somebody putting you on social media.
That's my fear, bro.
Somebody putting you on social media.
My biggest fear is like they got me on the sidewalk in cuffs. And niggas is walking by. Niggas like, yo, that 20 Montana? Like, bro, I was just trying to steal some underwear, bro.
Is that Mario? Just
keep your mask on, bro.
Niggas 6'5 and up, the camera's instantly following them. Like, yeah, get this nigga right here.
You go to the clearance section. You go to the clearance section.
Okay.
And they have, like, cheap-ass price tags on them.
He giving out jewels.
This nigga know the hidden spots at Walmart and shit.
They double up the tags.
Slap
$5 on anything in the store.
And they got to match it.
So you just discounting your shit.
It scans as a clearance item. It don't scan as what it is.
Yeah. So would that work with a laptop?
Hey, you niggas is...
Would that work with a laptop?
Hey, you niggas is some experienced...
Household. What do they sell at Walmart?
Hey, you niggas is some experienced criminals, man. That's some shit you
We gonna keep that on the DL.
I stole 2K when I was younger, bro.
And that's how he. That's how he became a
chef.
All boosters hit me up.
He stole his first pair of pants.
We all gotta stop talking at the same time. People are actually gonna listen to this.
He let the boss
next.
Trying to be fun police. The fun police.
I'm going to get your ass a badge.
Sorry, man.
The podcast.
He drinking a pale ale.
The podcast.
3 seconds.
Podcast officer.
Not for real.
Officer Brown.
We're going to do an episode one day just teaching everybody how to steal, bro. Fuck it. That's our way of giving back to the community. We can't give back no money right now because we on the come up, but we're going to teach y'all how to steal.
Local businesses.
No local. Steal from franchises. We're going to steal from Target, Walmart. You know what I mean?
Shit.
Hit McDonald's.
Gang.
If you are an experienced criminal, send your story in anonymously so we can read it on here.
That actually would be fired up.
Yeah.
If you ever gotten away with something crazy, let us know.
If you robbed a bank, hit Drew up.
Send us your biggest catch.
Just make a fake profile so we don't know who you are.
Distort the voice.
Are you saying
the voice? Send a voicemail.
So y'all trying to say there's snitches at this table?
What you mean?
Hell no.
That's what I'm saying. So why you gotta send it anonymous?
Because they're gonna be snitches watching.
But we gonna know.
Because
but
the internet ain't safe.
We don't gotta disclose
that. What if they got a
internet ain't safe though?
Familiar voice.
Yeah, and see, what if he sent his name in and he like, yo, this is
I know that nigga.
This is Jonathan.
I know
and he's
that
like,
nigga.
Damn, Jonathan, where? Like, damn, he told me he robbed a bank on the pod. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
real shit.
Nah, we don't wanna do him like that.
Jonathan hit our line. Hit their line.
Like, I know this
Don't tell us your name, Jonathan.
Wait till I learn how to start scamming.
This nigga John's my barber, nigga.
Probably just, I would get iPhones. I'll probably get iPhones and shit like that, sell them back.
Hell no.
I probably wouldn't get, I probably, like I said, I would scam businesses.
Speaking of scamming, too much respect for people. The game be scamming.
The game who?
Game, the rapper.
A lot of them.
A lot of rappers be scammed.
Just by like selling.
Bro, he got a text from NBA Youngboy's manager today.
I'll show y'all there right now.
Yeah.
We'll put it on the screen.
He said $1,000 for to get on the tape. And I said, first of all, why the fuck does NBA Youngboy's manager got the tape?
First off, I'm
about
to
start
doing
that. That's what
they do, though.
You
got
to start doing
it. He talking about, yo, I'm Kodak Black manager.
I got some loose
verses.
He said,
tap in.
He said, what's up, my dog? Your numbers ain't matched the talent. So I looked on your Instagram. I got a tape. It's NBA Youngboy manager. That threw me off the fact you ain't already tell me you NBA Youngboy manager from the jump. And you way all the way to the
first
end.
Of all, why does NBA Youngboy manager?
Exactly. You talking about Tay.
Coming with some whole
shit. You said Tay like you just know me.
He got your number
Can't
number?
Be real.
He said on my Instagram. I'm like, okay, but nah. Yeah, it's on my Instagram, but. Still.
I do know people are doing that shit though. Like Adam22, like he just plays, like he has a live stream and he will just play your shit if you give him like $100.
But see, Adam22 actually has like real subscribers.
I was gonna say
you can reach out to him.
It's really not.
Exactly. But you're not gonna hit me up talking about some band.
That's a reasonable way to do stuff though, because you got people tapping into their live
a lot, a fuckload, especially.
Like I do that with beats. I've collabed with. I got 20 on my beat because of that.
More than once. But I look at that like they always asking for something.
But it's when you talk. But see, you know if you're talking to them directly, that's cool.
Y'all was on his Instagram with that one.
But when you start talking to when the niggas start hitting you with the, oh, yo, I'm his cousin. He do a verse for 1,000. Exactly.
Yeah.
No, that's different. Only thing is,
first
like,
off, we already know what NBA YoungBoy is doing. Nothing he's doing is gonna be 1,000 anything.
Right.
So it's like, nah, bro, you're not finna play like that.
You don't think so?
A band? 1,000 for NBA YoungBoy?
A band is,
he probably give like 50 or 75 a show, bro.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, he's like
fuck
the most streamed artist.
Scammers.
Oh, I thought
like,
you meant like it was less than that. That's what I was like. What the
fuck? No. But they be like, no. Like, but you got to think though. Imagine if you hit up 200-300 artists and 5 or 6 of them motherfuckers think you really his cousin or his manager.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
You coming up? You might just be sitting in Oregon somewhere,
shit, bro.
Man,
how would
that
you ever
fucked
know?
Up when you think about it.
I mean,
is
but
it
that's
a
the way to
or is it a
that's,
scam?
That's the way to scam those scams to where you can sit in Oregon.
Is it a hustle?
I'm taking
or a scam?
Notes.
It's a hustle if, it actually does something for
so
the person, but if
you
get straight
something.
Up,
if they use
yeah,
something.
Give
I
it
said scamming is the hustle, though. I guess you just guess you could say the scamming is the hustle.
Yeah, it's a mixtape, just like, and it's pushed by, well, they just choreograph like probably 10, 15 songs or whatever of people that paid, and then they play it on their stream shit because they already have the views, and it'll get more views automatically.
But a big artist is not getting a mixtape without the label's permission.
Right. Also, too, the
mixtape
is like, when
a mixtape.
Who taps into those anymore? Like, what is that really going to do
just,
as an
artist?
It's
just streams. It's like
I was
playlists.
Just talking to
artists at that level, especially.
But a scam, to me, is classified as like you
a
know.
Hustle.
Well, not necessarily a hustle, because a scam is like when they're getting over. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you ain't getting shit out of it. These niggas is actually
yeah.
putting you on a tape.
Exactly.
Someone
was losing. Someone was losing.
I mean, the way I described it is how I see it in my head.
If it turns
so.
Out like that,
whatever,
most of the time there's no mixtape, there's
nigga,
no nothing.
I'm just saying, like, those mixtapes do come out.
But you know the thing
and they
is
promote
too,
them, too.
But think about this, though.
But do they come out?
They
do they come out, though?
But think about this, though. We in 2020.
I've seen them on pages.
Really?
I don't doubt it. I promise you.
But think, we in 2020, though. How important is the mixtape?
That's what I'm saying.
Not,
like people,
right. That's the, that, but that's
I
the,
know that people don't.
It's just,
like
it's just
that,
the views,
like,
though.
You remember
yeah.
back when
$100
back when we was coming up? Was if you was on an Envy, a Clue, a Drama, any of them type of niggas, if you was on their mixtape, especially as like an unsigned artist, you out of here as soon as being on them niggas' tape. So it's worth paying them 5-10 bands to get a slot.
Yeah.
Because as soon as you
that's
on there, you want like
but
they gonna put you the last track, but you on that motherfucker with the game, Fabulous, all them type of motherfuckers. So you gonna start catching heat. Nowadays
right.
it's like
I mean it's the
same
that's streaming.
That's what
it's
I'm saying though.
It's
like most of the time too, the mixtape
though.
Isn't what it like was said to be. Like
well,
you said, you're not even getting really on a track with YoungBoy or any of these people out
there.
They're
just
getting
just
on.
The
you're just putting together songs of everybody's stuff.
Right.
Like
playlist.
Maybe.
But who taps into that? Like,
right. Nobody. So I mean,
a
you
lot
really
of people. Honestly,
shit.
Spotify playlist.
It's not gonna blow you up.
That's important.
You get
well. Spotify playlist is different.
That's the kind of shit that they put them on.
If
mixtapes on Spotify.
If you,
I mean, if it's all original beats.
No, that's a whole different thing, though.
I mean, I
guess
you have to own the beats.
You could possibly, I mean, even if you sample, there's ways, even as an indie, to get the samples clear.
I mean,
it's hard, but me personally,
I have a hell of samples.
Like, with most artists,
always got clear.
What I've seen,
if you scam me on trying to get on a playlist, though, that's at least reasonable. Like, because a playlist is a good option to go, like you said. Because
some of them be having 200,000-300,000.
Exactly. Spotify playlist is
followers.
Really, yeah, you could get tapped in.
But that's going to translate to money. That's a whole different thing.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, but see, with the streaming
for
game.
Them,
the
but
others,
for
I feel like
people,
the other
like
route is really
help.
Just like you're definitely getting all the way scammed because you're not getting any type of.
I don't know
scamming yourself.
Bro, exactly.
Yeah,
like,
there's
for you to believe
scam,
that.
There's some, scamish, tendencies in there for sure.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I think it's them niggas ain't really getting paid. They're not able to do shows and shit like that.
Right.
So they trying to hustle. I mean, if they can reach out to 100 motherfuckers and get that little $1,000 to $500.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
But I feel like most people I've ever met in that type of instance is like never who they even say that they are.
A lot of it, especially it depends on location.
Like they
too.
Don't have the like they maybe had the clout one time that they're right. talking about, or that they maybe ran into YoungBoy once and
took a picture with the nigga that they got.
And now they're just managers.
That's
why
Corona
you
got
know.
Impressed to do this shit.
But I'm gonna tell you too,
because they can't get out
shit.
There.
I'm gonna tell you too though, bro.
Pin
the ball of them already.
Little bullshit shows and get that little money that they would be, because even though them niggas ain't got a buzz like in the mainstream, they still got their little fans from back then when they was popping, so they're able to go out there and
do that.
It does
the case, yeah.
You show me that, you don't really need the super buzz. If you got a core fan base, you straight. You kind of put me on that. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
well, that's
if you do your streams,
no, yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, for real.
Like, how many streams did you say you can do to be straight? I remember you was telling me that shit one time.
If you had 30,000 fans streaming your shit twice a day, each day of the month, you can make...
That's 60,000. You talking about 60,000 a day?
But it ain't really, cause
but that's like
it's just a tier you need to get to.
30,000.
But that's what people don't realize too as artists though. Even is they all want
to
like
you
be
know when you can get
the
to
30,000 top artist
40,000 because it tracks all that. So I'm just saying like if you're pushing in about 60,000 or shit. I found it on Instagram somewhere. It's out there. Like you can look it up. But it's like I think I don't know 100K.
What did you gonna say about the
any kind of?
I was just saying that like shit, being you know people want to do music for a living, want to be an artist for a living, but that's when you get going. It's not like you need to be the artist. It's not like you need to be the most popular person ever to be able to live off of it.
Yeah. And there's so many niggas out there that we don't know that just do
that. Exactly.
There's a lot of behind the scenes motherfuckers eating
and do well,
for real. Especially writers.
The homie Earl like has me dead with Devin the Dude. Like, cause he listens to Devin the Dude all the time.
Yeah, bro.
But to me, it's like, and he is very. Yeah. I mean,
Earl fuck with Devin the Dude.
Look at Currency. He's always a good.
Currency.
He's pretty popular too.
But Currency probably gets a lot of money off merch. All type of shit. Just
like you can tell by Instagram how many followers.
Currency is like one of them type of people that it's not just the music with him. It's more of like him and Wiz Khalifa. People like them, they sell lifestyles.
Right. But so that's how like, all them people are, though, is to one person, it's really like, okay, no, he's actually known, like just Eli was saying. But to other people, it's like, no, I don't know him at all.
Yeah.
I don't listen to, who would listen to him like that at all, you know?
Exactly. Yeah.
I went to a Currency concert. That shit was dope as fuck.
Y'all smoking in there?
Hell yeah.
I seen the Underachievers. That shit was live.
At the Granada, too.
I want to go to a show like that, bro.
I seen Joey Badass at the Granada. That shit was live.
I was at the 21 concert with Young Thug.
Hey, most lit concert I've ever been to was Travis Scott.
Damn. I hate Travis
Scott. Or to be real,
me too.
No, I went to a Chance the Rapper had this one day Chicago White Sox stadium. He had a whole like festival. So I went to Chicago for that, and it was like Kanye came out by surprise.
Oh shit!
That shit was so loud.
You see Travis Scott?
It's on the south side of Chicago. That shit was loud. I seen Travis Scott after he dropped Birds in the Trap, where he was on his tour, like going around with his cage and on the bird and shit. That shit was. I've never been on like the floor besides like for Joey Badass and smaller crowds.
Joey Badass.
So I was on the real floor and like on a concert like that. Even at that time, he wasn't like my favorite artist or nothing like that. I respect him because he's crazy with the production.
Yeah,
but
shows
I heard his live shows is dope.
Bro, I could not stop jumping. Even if I wanted to stop jumping, I couldn't stop jumping. Yeah, I remember I was literally getting a cramp, and I was thinking like, this is a cramp to the level like something ain't right. Something is not right. But I couldn't
no drugs.
I couldn't stop. I was drunk.
Stop.
You were drunk.
I was
drunk. Your liver was hurting, bro.
I seen somebody say on Twitter.
You wasn't
they said
Chance
the Rapper needs to get back on acid.
Sure.
Oh yeah.
And as soon as I seen them say that, I said
a couple of acids here doing
acid rap.
Drugs.
Acid rap Chance would have been like, he'd be way higher than what he is right now.
Oh
bro.
Yeah.
It's
just he just went to that I love my wife shit, and a lot of people don't got wives
every once in a while.
No, but even that's what's crazy.
He has a song with Smino. He has a new song.
This shit's so hard. His old ass rap,
like
I remember that
just
shit.
Like kind of
Chance
the Rapper.
That's the only Chance project I really fuck with.
Really been a fan.
I fuck with his Lucy's though, like when he dropped little Lucy tracks.
You don't tickle your fancy.
Yeah,
all right. Yeah.
Tickle your fancy.
Hey, low key, I feel like a lot of people didn't, but I like Chance the Rapper on that Herbo song, whatever that was.
Oh yeah, what was
PTSD?
That? PTSD. Oh, yeah. That shit was kind of weak too, man. Kind of fucked the song up, Chance. You fucked the song up, Chance.
Man, he's scary as hell.
Chris, there's some niggas you can Europass that. You can Europass
Raw District Podcast.
Yeah, I fuck with it.
Man.
I just don't like
Dawson,
the voice, man.
Tony Fontana.
I don't bump him either.
White Ready in the building. Eli Brown.
He was good.
Tasty two times.
What's up with you, man?
Colin, 1L.
What's up?
Preston, 1L. Yeah, 1L. COVID in this bitch somewhere because there's a lot of motherfuckers in here.
You're
probably on the couch over there.
Stay the fuck away from me.
Hell yeah, man.
Deshaun over there smoking a lot of loud.
Not allowed.
Yeah.
He looks pretty relaxed over there.
Straight up, we need this motherfucking man. Yeah,
we apologize ahead of time for what you guys are gonna listen to. So
what you mean?
But never talking
know
over
say.
Each other.
It is what it is. Man.
Eli's being negative, y'all. We're not gonna do any of that.
There needs some. There
Eli
needs
really
some
knows
in.
That.
Negative.
He's the talk over people police.
We gotta zoom in on the videos. That's what that means. That those.
Like, what the fuck? I couldn't hear what he's saying. I wish I could hear what he's saying.
Okay. They gonna hear what their ears want to hear, man.
Yeah, they gotta.
They might hear you the whole time.
They're gonna hear nothing.
They might hear you through there, like, stop talking over everybody, real quiet and shit, trying to bring.
Just say that randomly. Even if we're not talking over
people, the same.
Just say that randomly. Stop talking over each other.
Everybody needs to just talk at one time.
That's why we need sound effects.
We do need to. Yeah, we need the gunshots for me. Like I thought.
One day this nigga's just gonna walk out. He's gonna have enough.
Hey, that's really.
I can no longer be a part of this shit.
What's the project called?
Two times, classic.
Yeah,
fire.
Fire,
bro.
That's
fire,
one of the best projects out of the city, bro.
Man,
I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, well put together, man.
And that was one of the things, bro, because I used to listen, like, be on them early, bro. And I was like, bro, when you dropping, bro?
I used to send him the rough draft
for shit. He send me rough drafts all the time. I'm like, bro, this shit's crazy, bro.
That's the thing is, shit, that was probably like a few months at a time. Like, it really took us like 4 months, 5 months at least. To make that whole album,
sounds good.
I like that though, cause I don't like when artists sounds like, yo, I made this shit in like 3 days.
Some of that shit's cool,
but bro, like if you took like one or two songs off that bitch,
yeah,
and just worked and just took your time, you had a classic.
Just thought about it a little
bit.
But
also too, shit, a lot of people don't have like you gotta live life to be able to make music. So if you just making all this. These music and like and not even experiencing life, just making music in your room for like 7 days straight. You could have a whole album.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I told
but
you.
But you don't have death album. To it. You don't have like what's far about it. Like exactly. We made so many songs that are on there just because like we make all our songs like this, chilling with all our friends.
Yeah, for sure.
That's how you could tell. You could tell. A lot of that should be having, y'all should be having a dope vibe to it. And y'all get on live and shit too and be bullshitting a little bit. So
man, and you can hear the beat and you'll hear the beat. Like I heard that on live.
And that's what happens. Yeah. I'm just making a beat always while we're just chilling.
Some people are when it was just the guitar.
Like, really, really making beats probably like 2.5, 3 years. I remember like shit, I used to go over, anybody at that time I was trying to get knowledge from him. I used to go over to Eli's crib, get knowledge from him.
You produced the whole thing?
Yeah, I produced the whole thing.
Work.
Yeah, yep. Recorded everything. One L. Recorded everything, mixed everything.
Is that how you would think of it?
Exactly. The homie Kyle, he mastered it. Though,
like two people in a living room with a table and a microphone.
Oh, that's how
on
we
some
do.
Video game cases.
I just listened to 40 say that shit. He was on Kevin Durant's podcast. And he was talking about how him and Drake used to do that shit. Like they should just be in the fucking hotel just making music.
That's the most organic shit.
Yeah,
he just said Missy never went to a studio.
Huh?
You said Missy never went to a studio?
Yeah. Or she just always recorded herself. Yeah. Like,
or probably at home in her own.
Two Chainz always is doing that.
Just like that.
Two Chainz is very underrated.
He's always on the the road, always.
He gets hella feature money.
I'm one of the people because
he be killing shit, bro. Like, at first, I didn't really, like, it took me a second to really fuck with Two Chainz, but he be saying shit.
Facts. It took me a minute.
Yeah, I fucked with him since Duffel Bag Boy. I ain't gonna lie, fuck with Duffel Bag. I don't like the other nigga that rapped on the.
Do y'all tap into like Sway Lee, like that type of stuff?
Yeah, I fuck with Sway Lee on hooks and shit like that.
Yeah, he ain't on some shit.
He really,
Submit.
Definitely, he's a miss. He's a miss sometimes for sure.
He has like one song I can't think of the name.
He's a hard miss sometimes.
I think Sway Lee gives away a lot of his great music. Like even him and French's record, what's the Unforgettable? I mean, granted he's getting paid for it, but like Unforgettable was his song, bro. French Montana just threw a verse on it. He could have just put that shit out himself.
It. Or even that
ruined it type
even
shit.
That Post Malone one.
Oh, that was
Sunflower.
The Sunflower one. That was like one of the hugest songs.
I enjoyed that song.
In the past year, damn near.
What's that Drake and fucking. What's his name? You said you went to his concert.
Travis Scott.
Travis Scott. What's that song?
Sicko Mode.
Yeah, he was on. He got paid some type of shit on there. He's getting paid royalties on that motherfucking song for saying like one little word.
He's lit.
Who you said?
Probably.
Sway Lee.
He's on the ad libs. Yeah.
One ad lib and he getting.
It's at the end or in the middle or something like that.
That's just shit. That's how you know that he's just like one of them unique voices.
But that's why Travis Scott got my respect too. Cause he pieced together stuff like that. Like he's really like when I started hearing Travis Scott, that's why he produced Anti, like a lot of stuff off of Anti by Rihanna, like and Yeezus. Like
Yeezus
he's
was
more
fire,
than just
bro.
The artist. So
yeah.
That's why I respect him.
Yeezus, the album
his music not all fire. Super far though.
Well, let me not say far. It was good.
Got my respect.
It wasn't as bad as people try to act like it was, bro.
Didn't enjoy it.
That's a fact.
It wasn't as bad like The Blood on My Leaves, Bound to a lot of that
no,
shit.
Facts.
To the internet though.
That's why I don't, bro.
No, Jesus was.
I listen like I tell people. I don't listen with other motherfuckers' ears. I listen to it for myself.
Not a fan anymore.
People are just like biased as fuck.
But that new shit he on.
Yeah.
Keep it, bro.
Just give me the
shit. We can make bad decisions too. I don't want to.
Just give me the shoes.
It's Some gospel albums and shit.
That shit makes no sense.
Production is great.
You see what he on?
He's doing church every Sunday, isn't he?
He's standing in the middle of the water.
I go back to Cali, I might go to Kanye's church. That shit be sleeping kind of cool. They be rocking in that bitch.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, bro.
It's just the music be lit as fuck. Jesus walks.
That's what I'm saying. On that concert, he came out there, surprised us. He wasn't on the list or nothing. Came out and was playing his
bro,
hits.
I don't know if y'all remember Kanye West did this shit. It was probably like 2016, bro, 2015. Every show that he had on his tour, he was just coming out ranting, bro. Like, he wasn't even performing songs, bro. That shit had to be nuts.
Damn. That was like when he dropped The Life of Pablo, I think. He was just on the, and a lot of it was when he was on the floating stage. Is that what you're talking about?
Bro, imagine paying like $500 to get like the close tickets.
Yeah,
you
can't even see
him.
I would love it. I would rather have that.
What are you talking about?
Come on, like, yo, I'm the next Disney.
But to be real, that's a show.
Warhawk.
You're giving people a show still.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Even if you're not doing music.
How long you been doing music?
Oh man. Music and shit, like sixth grade.
Work.
Music, yeah.
Rapping or just
rapping like second grade.
You singing and shit too?
Yeah. I used to do that like around the house, but then I didn't do that till I started making music with him. So shit. The rapping, but Ja'Cory got me on my rapping zone, cause I never rapped a day in my life. Couldn't rap even when I did get with him. But I was just getting boo, just saying dumb shit. Like, I want to be the president. Like he said, bro, you can't be saying that every song.
That's so, back when it was a formula. Now you can say that shit. Back then they'd be like, come on, bro.
And then I stopped.
Everyone now.
But that's what's lit about this place. This president shit, like, or just like really Topeka, I would say.
They tripping.
Cause, shit, we all grow up in kind of close quarters, so you just know, and then you end up making music with someone you just really kind of grew up with.
Yeah, yeah.
Always.
You know?
Always works like that.
Rest in peace, Rock. I gotta say that. Cause he was the first person I ever recorded with.
He's a who?
Ever. Rock. J-Rock. You know J-Rock? Yeah. The producer? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Over on Oakland. Yep. Yeah. As a little kid, me and Ja'Cory used to go in there. Payne brought us there the first time. Made a song. Had it on YouTube, fell out, and then started rap. I did live videos. Keys know. I did live videos. That did a little buzz on Facebook. Then I made music with him. And then here we is today.
Nice.
Yeah, so, yeah, the project was fire, man.
Yeah, I got a lot of buzz.
Are y'all working on some new shit as we speak?
Yeah. We was working last night. We're going to work after we leave here.
I don't even stay here no more. I'm trying to get into a bigger pool, you know, myself. So I'm just back for a few days. So
where you at now?
That's what we doing, recording a whole bunch in Texas.
Oh yeah.
What's the pools look like?
Everything's big.
I mean, for all of life, it is bigger as far as what you see on a day to day. Obviously, yeah. Like the kind of the life we live in now, it's every pool is accessible from home, you know. And
yeah, in the day of the internet shit.
Yeah, you gotta take
the
actions to get inside those pools.
Facts. Yeah. And that's where it comes down to who you are. Like
dive in
that motherfucking man.
I think that's
a gainer.
I think that's the probably
head first.
Sometimes I probably said before it probably is not like this, but I think that's what when you move you get more opportunity at, like when you go to a bigger place. It's like it's way more people trying to do the shit that you're trying to do.
Yeah.
Like I've heard stories of like friends or just other people
that are hustling.
They'd be like, they down in Atlanta and they had a fucking studio, and the motherfucker be like, yo, I just was at the studio and Waka Flocka was there or this person was there.
Shit.
We don't got that.
Yeah. I used to live in Atlanta, bro. I was in the studio, Street is X, and Key Glock and Young Dolph was in there because this dude I worked with at Publix like knew that. So I was just like, shit, that's what I do. I go. At my places, at least, just because that's so much of me. Like, I make music is always on my mind, so.
You learn a lot in Atlanta?
Yeah, definitely. I learned, that whole moment, I feel like I learned to, like, or at least learned to have the confidence that I could, like, as far as music-wise, like, make it on my own, make something shake, you know? Just like y'all said, like, go to that big pool, and it was really, like, getting connects, making stuff happen. But I, like, was missing making the music that, like, I feel like is me. You know what I mean? Like, all the other stuff I'm trying to, you know, I'm in Atlanta. And I'm seeing Key Glock, all these other people. So I'm over here trying to make Key Glock type beats and different type stuff. And I feel like that just wasn't, like, making me happy with the music. So and I left already. Like it's that's why it's funny being shout out Preston and La Casa Blanca.
La Casa Blanca.
Cause for real, this is how I came into it. Like I've always played instruments my whole life, and then Twan kind of showed me how to translate that onto like a, you know, laptop, and Preston did as well. And I always wanted to produce, but I wasn't fire yet.
Yeah.
Like my beats were not fire. People weren't getting on it.
You hardly use samples too, right?
Yeah, that's what, and that's how I kind of came into it, which was like stubborn because now I know like what it is and like how you can utilize that. Like you're collabing with another producer if you know what you're doing. So I do like that now, but like it's kind of like a helping me and hurting me at the same time because now I'm like, that's how I used to make my whole beat all myself, all melodies, everything. So for the longest, like it was a whole year. Yeah. I had to throw away beats because they weren't good.
You run out of
they
shit
went far.
To play yourself. Samples are good. So that's why you chop them up and shit.
And you got to really just try everything. You got to do everything. And that's definitely one thing I learned. You just got to do everything, be well versed in everything, so that you can utilize.
Make a sample out of fucking anything.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
That's shit.
Household items and
showing up. Bro, crazy shit. You can add something said on the fucking podcast. Mm-hmm. Just anything. Like,
real shit.
You want to be sampled?
There's.
Is that what you getting at?
No. I'll be honest, I don't.
When you going to. When's the EP coming?
Yeah, bro. Throw a verse down.
We got to get in the studio, bro. For real. Like I said, I want to sing.
In the studio right
he's
now.
He's looking for writers.
If y'all want to help with that, he's trying to get an EP together.
I don't know the name yet, but I already put out the track list. Yeah. It's been such a little second. I thought about putting out.
I was going to say, are you going to use Ghostwriters or are you like.
Yeah, he's Ghostwriters. I'm not one of them. Right. I'm not trying to be the greatest rapper of all time. So
you did all you needed to do. You named them, bro. Yeah. So that's the whole idea. Someone's going to do something from
I'm going to try to do that. And then I thought about putting out another track list, but then people would have got on my ass. So I'm like, I ain't going to put out the other track list yet.
So did y'all really listen to the whole tape then?
Y'all's.
I was gonna say we're talking about samples. Like, shit, I had some samples in there that were definitely notable that we just listened to. We're doing
like in my research. I was a little drunk when I listened to it, so don't ask me too much.
No, yeah, I wanna say like the second song I sampled Black Eyed Peas, Where's the Love, on the second song.
I
wouldn't even notice none of that.
They're gonna catch you.
Hey, we're gonna be popping at
their sample
if we get in front of them.
If you need to get to that,
blow up.
Bro, they can have that whole. That's the way you gotta look at it. They can have that whole song. If we got the attention of the Black Eyed Peas, they can have that whole song. I'm popping now.
I feel that.
We're up now.
I think that's the thing too. Like,
sue me, Black Eyed Peas.
Even with Juice WRLD,
but they can have all that. Like, they can't sue me for more than the song.
Even
they can have that whole
song.
We make
Juice WRLD Lucid Dreams.
Just make you take it down.
Oh, they won't.
No, they'll
if it's making money,
Lucid Dreams.
Unless you have to pay them,
bro. Lucid Dreams, he's only getting like 20% maybe of that song.
Because Lucid Dreams,
his whole side of it, Sting is getting every single.
They paid him out.
Sting waited until until the song
was
blew all the way the fuck up, did what it did, then he sued him.
Yeah,
and this shit, it really wasn't even Juice WRLD's fault.
And Juice WRLD still saw something from that song.
The producer.
It's the eyes that's on. It's the eyes that's on you for that.
Yeah.
It ain't about the money.
He said it's always the producer.
No, like every song I have out there is not everyone, but most of them are sampled. And
yeah,
if you fuck it up enough from the original, like there's sample laws that you can get away with it.
Like that's what I'm saying.
Just
even too, like y'all
just
didn't
not Marvin Gaye's family.
Y'all didn't notice.
Come back and try to get every
and
fucking penny.
That close. That
and they are fucking ridiculous,
that's
bro.
Super noticeable is I sampled
this one
three
another.
Down.
They still want somebody else, bro.
I know they
got Robin Thicke and
that's funny.
For real.
Yeah.
But now they're doing somebody else. They're suing somebody else for the same shit.
That's crazy, man. They ain't playing.
It's like they listen to everything. Like, hold on, let me make sure my dad ain't got shit in here.
Shit's fucked up. Hey, if they listen to everything, though, shit, make a song that got that sample.
No, for real. Shit, video fuck around together.
I hate sampling. I like it.
You make beats
easy.
And shit.
Yeah. I be just fucking with it, like, making the melodies myself. Fucking with loops and
I just don't have a good.
I tried
BST
that shit was hard,
like,
bro.
I'm just not trying to be super. I'm not into it.
Hey, get with me for.
I had great samples with nothing else.
I tried to get that once.
I got that.
Should
shit.
I bought it myself?
Yeah, I need to buy some shit. I stole everything I had.
Pockets when I bought it.
Thanks. I was in Atlanta. I had to do it.
Yeah, you have to. It is essential.
Hey, arcade is fire too. It's you can pay for that $10 a month.
You can also you can subscribe.
Yeah, and then
subscribe.
Subscribe.
Yeah, subscribe. Yeah.
Subscribe.
No, that hard, hey, man. That if that was my shout out time, that's not what I wanted to shout out.
No. Shout out at the end. You good.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I really forgot the camera was back there, so I probably.
You will, bro. That's how this shit is, bro. You'll forget this shit rolling.
Man.
You
can get shit.
You think,
oh,
I'm hot? You think I, that shit gonna be my son?
Yeah, you high, nigga.
Bro, that shit is your fault,
you're
bro.
You done deal.
Listen, if I lose my job, I'm coming to stay with Chris in Kansas City.
Look, this nigga sound like Craig and shit, man.
Hey, man, don't ask me no dumb shit. What you got?
Dumb shit. I got a question from Justin on Facebook. He asked me simply, if you could go anywhere in the world, where would you go? Simple, simple.
We start with.
We're going to go this way, but with the high nigga over here.
Okay, you said, what was the question? Oh, man.
Where would you go? Anywhere in the world.
Anywhere in the world where the bitches is not. Nah.
Unknown location.
Part of it, but I'll say Toronto. I want to go to Toronto, bro. It's a lot of mixed culture.
They got to be weed friendly first.
Toronto.
They weed friendly.
They are that.
Yeah.
Right. And there's bad bitches. Hmm. I don't mean bad bitches. I mean,
what about you,
Queens?
Oh, me? Are you going this way? Or Africa?
Africa?
Yeah, I've been watching Safari videos and shit, man. It's intriguing.
No, it's crazy. There's a lot of
Africa for sure.
Even like the main cities in Africa, they're fucking ginormous. Like Africa is a rich country too.
Oh yeah, big as fuck.
So that'd be cool experience. I'm probably thinking like,
too. Is that where you're going?
No, I'm probably thinking like Italy or Spain.
Italy would be fire. I would go there.
Trying to eat some good ass food.
Word.
Italy would be fine.
Yeah, they got some decent pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Jamaica.
They created it.
Jamaica. Oh,
that's a good
I
one.
Like that. Yeah. I like that. I like
yo,
that.
They shot of shit.
Yeah. He said, I'm on my side of shit.
Bumba clot.
That is my favorite
Mad
shit.
Max.
I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah. Jamaica would be nice.
That come on the show.
Shit. Nevada.
Come on.
Mad Max.
Jerk chicken. Weed friendly.
What about you?
Dance, all that.
I'm probably going. I'm going to, like, Tokyo or something.
Tokyo?
For what?
Coronavirus.
Right.
Fuck coronavirus.
It just looks like the future. Racist, to the way that we look at it, it looks like the future almost over there.
They be ahead of a lot of shit.
They be flying shit.
That race, that's
I'd go over
started,
there just to see.
No, where you China.
Go? Oh, my bad. China. My bad.
You would go to China?
No, hell no.
Where you going?
China's tight, bro.
Nigga, I'm... Hey, hold on. For our Chinese viewership... We will go
that
there.
Would
Chris
cool.
We would
I
definitely
would be like
go there.
A giant in China. Man.
They don't have a coronavirus no more.
Walking around
I would
not,
go
not step
I'm
on
telling
Chinese
you, bro. Like,
you go to China.
They handled that. Yeah.
Just yeah.
No, I don't know where I'm
you
going.
Don't want to go there.
They ain't even got the internet, bro. Yeah. Or they got internet, but
they don't have
like
our
social
internet.
Media.
Where?
I go there.
You tripping?
They don't play that shit, bro.
They don't got the internet.
Them. Let a nigga catch you on Facebook over there. Nigga,
you mean tell me they don't got Wi-Fi in China?
They have Wi-Fi, but they don't have social media and all the shit that we can get to.
Hold on.
You gotta get that shit
on the
dark web.
They got Instagram and all that shit?
On the dark web?
Yeah, I got some Chinese fan on IG, nigga. They out. They over there.
Yeah, he risking his life for this shit.
Me out.
Motherfucker really loves you.
Yeah, he risking his life for that.
Yeah, you might be right.
I'm
glad.
Nigga, I'm going to Fiji or some. No, matter of fact, I'm going to Brazil, nigga.
Ooh,
oh, yeah.
Beach capital.
No. Fuck that. I take my shit back. I'm staying right here in Topeka.
City. 785.
The most beautiful women on earth is here.
Facts, bro. Your two girlfriends?
Facts, bro.
Because
yes. they don't ask for a lot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, and it's not hard to please them.
You know,
houses are cheap here.
If I don't become successful, I can be a stay at home boyfriend. You feel me? Mm-hmm. So
I'm gonna live on the beach in Brazil. And I don't need no house.
Yeah. Start playing soccer and shit
on the nude beach. Be out there like
straight swinging.
Come home with a leopard
wow.
And your shit.
What's up, baby?
That's the only question you got.
What's up, baby?
Tiger.
Yeah, but you got one?
I don't think so.
No, I got another question.
Yeah.
Bobby from Brooklyn.
Bobby
he
from
asked,
Brooklyn.
Why is it not the proper etiquette for men to wash their hands before they go pee?
Well, I actually do that. Every time?
Almost, yeah.
Stop doing entirely
wash
too much.
Wash your hands before you pee.
Bobby, he's lying.
No, I don't want to touch my dick. With
don't lie to
no,
Bobby.
No, no.
Don't
no,
lie
no.
to Bobby.
If I'm at work
Eli
or something,
Brown
my shit is
clean dick.
Yeah.
You already know.
If I'm at work
clean,
or something.
My dick stay clean.
Yeah. I ain't trying to. I touch weird shit, you know.
Yeah.
No. When you think about it, it is probably proper because you touch, you know, doorknobs, quick shop, gas pumps.
Who thinks of that? Though?
And then you walking in there like, and then wash your hands.
You got too much free time if you think about all the shit you touch.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Hey, but if your hands fucking question, Bobby. If your hands is that dirty, can't you just find a way not to use your hands to piss?
Yeah, I mean, piss will go everywhere awesome. Long as you don't care about
who gives a jazz on the wall.
If you have some place that dirty,
bro. Fuck it, he like,
yeah, if you
Colin said, I'm
dirty.
At my friend's house. Just fuck the bathroom floor.
All on the wall and everything.
Piss everywhere.
Hey, when is your hands? I mean, Shit. You should have clean hands at your friend's house.
That's amazing. You should probably, you should probably wash your hands.
I've been thinking about this, actually. Because I do.
The deep thoughts of Eli.
You do it?
I'm going to sound glad.
What made you do it?
Especially after this shit.
Hey, you making this look bad.
Shit.
So Corona made you make
it like, because I'm like, okay, it made me like kind of OCD about like being dirty. Yeah, yeah.
I'm a regular motherfucker, and I just do it the regular way that the motherfuckers do it.
Yeah. No.
I would assume
the new norm.
Do it, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
Hey, irregular motherfucker, you know.
I ain't gonna care. I don't.
You're making us look bad over here.
I mean, if you never thought about
it,
like.
I'm gonna start practicing that.
That's a
cleanliness
lie,
is nature.
I never heard true.
I'm gonna try, man. When I'm not high, hey, I will
is,
remember.
That really is true, though. Is cleanliness is next to godliness.
Like at work and shit, I be thinking about like motherfuckers. I be pointless. I already told. Did I tell?
But if you like working, if you got work, and you touching people's hands and shit, I'm convinced you should probably wash
that. Did I tell the booger story? From the motherfucker from work. I think I did.
Clean dick, Eli Brown.
Bro, because
so
even like your,
I
bet your pee is cleaner than whatever you're touching.
Your pee?
Yeah.
So
pee's pretty sterile. It's
so
not
do you,
dirty.
You pee on your hands? Is that what you're trying to
I'm
say?
I'm just saying, like,
are you insane?
I'm just saying, I would rather
shit,
clean off whatever right, is on my hands before I pee than the pee on my hands after I pee on them.
Why do you pee on your hands?
I don't, but I'm just saying that's the reason
what's
why.
Going on,
that's
man?
The reason why you would
that
wash
nigga
your hands
like
after
this.
So
that's why he said. That's why he said.
That nigga shit like shit. This small. That's what he said. That nigga pissed off. I can't help
Eli
it.
Eli Brown with the micro dick.
Pissing all on his head.
Then why else would you wash your hands after you pee?
Your hands.
He said, why would you wash,
wash your hands after you pee then?
So hold on. You not wash your hands after too?
I do both.
Okay. No, I respect that then.
Why would you not? If the norm is to wash your hands after you pee, it's probably because you probably have some pee on your hands.
No,
100%.
It would make more sense.
No, because if you come out and shake my hand, don't touch your dick. That's what I would think it is.
But if you wash your hands before, then your dick ain't dirty.
My thing is, I don't want to know about another man's dick. Just wash your hands, period.
And when you think about it, shaking a man's hand, you're thinking about their dick?
No, I'm thinking, I hope your shit is clean.
This conversation went.
Yeah, you can be doing anything crazy.
This motherfucker turned the corner.
Listen, just sink wash your shit before you have to do anything with it.
Yeah, a little quick.
You know what I'm saying? That's the
just plop your shit in the sink.
Yeah, and then wash it off.
No, wash your hands. You're doing it properly.
Yeah, I was talking about sticking his dick in the sink.
Man, what if we invented that? Like, hey, we can invent that.
What?
A little station
you
for you to be like.
Stick your dick in and it splashes it like a
sink.
Car wash.
Hey. Nah, we don't want to do the sink. The sink kind of
like
dirty
a,
though. Like
on
a.
The side.
But then you got to think about it. If it's a public bathroom, nigga. Nah, hey, you can't be having other people's shit. Just a wash station for your junk, nigga.
Hey, what you say earlier? That's respectable cheating.
Yeah.
We can help people respectably cheat with
wild,
one of those.
It's called a glory hole.
I bet you will see some shit like that overseas.
The glory hole.
They be
nuts,
some other
bro.
Shit.
Why are we talking about glory holes?
He just brought it up.
He's
but that shit is nuts. You don't know who's on the. Damn, nah. Put the bitch ugly, man.
But anyway, bottom line
that's
is wash your hands
hey,
before you go piss.
That's probably
going
to be the most.
Everybody should do
that's
it.
That's her profession.
That's the beauty of it, bro.
This nigga is crazy, man.
Where'd y'all go to?
That's the last question.
He says niggas crazy.
Great questions, Bobby and Justin.
Yeah, those are great.
Yeah.
In honor of the GOAT, Logic. Play the first game. Man.
Here we go.
I'm losing.
Finish the Logic lyric.
I thought we were doing Lil Wayne lyrics. Bro.
I'm going last. Nigga.
I thought we were doing Wayne lyrics.
What do we lose, nigga? I might not want to play this game, nigga.
We don't lose shit. Nothing happens,
cool.
Man.
What are we doing
again? Imaginary points.
We got to finish the Logic lyrics.
I'm going to give y'all multiple
choices. I've never listened to Logic.
I gotta watch me get this shit right.
I thought we were doing Wayne lyrics, bro.
Nah, today we're doing Logic lyrics.
Wayne's not trash.
You better get every fucking question right.
All right, yeah, you do. Yeah, for real.
Watch, bro.
Popo finna bust in the door. We got blow in the crib, in the kitchen over there next to the A.
That sounds like Dolph.
Semi-automatic. B. Plate with the rib. Or C, baby with the bib.
It's got to be Baby with the Bib.
Baby with the Bib.
Hey, I don't remember the first part.
I'm going to go ahead and go with him.
Because
I
don't know.
I'm going with the logic stand. Baby with the Bib.
You're correct.
Semi-automatic.
No, make some noise for me, man. Come on, man.
True fan. Logic true fan stand, logic. Come on the show.
True logic stand, man.
Nah, yeah, we only got two
this
more.
This nigga really does
got
a post.
No, logic's not going to say no crazy,
been
tough shit.
Yeah, at all.
This nigga been, it's been all confirmed. All
right. Semi-automatic.
Fuck rap, busting like an addict with a pipe. Death wish or semi-automatic.
I'm not gonna lie to you. This sounds more like This sounds more like Risk the Factor, but I'm gonna say
every time
I'm gonna go with pipes. What's the answer? But that's like Rich.
Give him the bar again.
Fuck rap, busting like an addict.
Oh,
with a semi-automatic.
It's gotta be semi-automatic.
Yeah, semi-automatic.
Pipe or death wish.
With the
death wish
pipe.
Logic's gonna go to the extreme every time.
Death wish?
Yeah.
That's incorrect.
Okay.
Semi-automatic.
Yeah, because listen to the rhyme.
Y'all really Logic fans then.
Yeah. No.
No, listen to the rhyme.
Don't try to jump off of it now. Y'all Logic fans.
Yeah, they on that.
He looks like
you just gotta listen to the rhyme setup.
I ain't gonna lie, fuck with Logic a little bit. I mean, I forgot what song. I wanna say what song like.
He's better than
it
Drake.
It was one song. It was To The End. Called To The End. That was the only song I really
heard.
This nigga's outrageous. Man.
Last one. Yes, I got to get the gat for show. Will I have to get the gat? No. Yes, I got to get the gat for show.
Narrator.
This don't sound like Logic at all.
Bro, this is like Young Dolph, bro.
What the fuck is this nigga rapping about,
this
nigga?
Is G Herbo,
I might have
bro.
To go listen to Logic, man. He's like, he kind of sound gangster now.
I'm trying to tell y'all,
this nigga sound kind of gangster.
Y'all real rapping and
shit.
Busting like a semi-automatic.
It is definitely Logic. A, I do this for me. This is no show. B, I got to because the world is cold. Or, but I will have to get the gat.
It's
get
B.
Get the gat.
Logic's always talking about a cold world.
B. Yeah,
we always talk about a cold world.
Which I think. I'm going with B, bro.
B? No, incorrect.
I'm going to go with A,
it's
actually. A, hold on. Edit that.
It's no. A for go sure.
C. Edit both of those.
It's B?
It's get the gat, get the gat, get the gat.
Why the fuck would he say that?
Get the gag, get the gag, get the gag. That nigga is
gangster. I'm about to write Logic, bro. You trash,
you gonna email him?
Logic,
yeah.
Bro.
I'm about to get on his Instagram.
You might be the
and that concludes this game show.
He really might.
You got a lighter? Yeah. Do I have a lighter?
Do you pocket my shit, bro?
You got a lighter?
Shit, I might have, nigga. You know, I'll
try to take it.
Look at him, bro.
Swiper, no swiping.
All right, let's talk about LeBron's legacy. Shout out, and
KD, all the way. Real
y'all really
hoopers,
think KD's better than LeBron?
Real hoopers know the deal, yes. Nigga.
From the time,
like watching, like
I'm gonna tell you,
on the couch guest wants to tap
I feel like he's
in,
not
he
even in the conversation.
The couch
no
guest is melting over there. He like, dude, these niggas is true.
Nah, he's not better than LeBron, bro. And I don't even like LeBron like that.
Who, KD?
Okay.
Or AD?
At what?
Before injury, he was definitely better than LeBron.
Before injury, after injury, anything, he's not better than him.
Yes, he is.
Why not?
You see, he had to go click up with Steph to get it done.
Yeah, you see how many other people had to click up with?
No, I'm not saying that.
That's
I'm not
for the money,
that.
Bro.
No, it wasn't.
That's where the check was.
The check was not in Golden State.
KD,
hell, no.
KD could have got a way bigger backstand.
No.
They just won a championship.
It was the best move. What you mean?
Nah, they just
won a championship.
It's the best
move. Just won a championship.
Oh, my. Seven more people.
A posse of niggas just been to come in here.
Kevin Durant,
the best skill set?
Somebody in this room is positive. I'm just saying.
You really want
to the odds are. The odds are.
It's me.
I'm just being real.
What?
The odds are it's me.
Somebody in this motherfucker has to be.
What?
It's
me.
The rest of the show like this, nigga.
Why are you doing this, bro?
What are you talking about?
It's got to be me.
I'm just being real.
It's got to be me. You
travel.
Yes,
I'm saying.
It's definitely you.
Y'all being all type of
so that means y'all already had it before.
I was in Colorado and then I was in Nebraska.
I beat the swine flu already. Don't be doing that.
You beat the swine flu?
Yeah, sixth grade.
Damn, bro, he's a survivor.
You had swine flu?
I'm a survivor.
Nah, bro, you got to be successful, bro. Ain't no way you going to catch a swine flu.
That's wild, bro.
He said, oh, you got to be successful.
What was that like?
That's the price of being successful, the swine flu.
You feel me? I was in my room for like 2-3 weeks straight.
Were you shitting?
Oh, they got the fireball in
it. I was fucked up.
It's a lot
it was
going on,
man. Oh, yeah, there's a lot going on,
like,
man.
It was like, I don't know. I was just on ramen noodles and yellow Gatorade.
Damn, that's a hell of a diet.
Damn. Fuck Michael Jordan. It's a movie in this bitch.
Yeah, I hate Jordan.
Without the Gatorade,
you don't like Jordan?
I don't like Michael Jordan. I don't like Michael Jordan's fans. Jordan? I don't like the fact they try to rewrite basketball like
that. I don't
that
think LeBron better than Kobe.
You got any Jordans?
I don't think.
I don't think LeBron better.
But you be rocking the Jordans?
Wait, what?
Yes, nigga, I like the shoes. I don't wear the shit because of that nigga.
Rewrite
and Kobe and Jordan's arguable.
Yes, hey, and I don't wear these bitches because of him. Bro.
I wrote Jordan in elementary school.
Y'all think Jordan is designing Jordans?
I wrote Jordan.
I know. I wear these bitches because they dope. I hate the fact that motherfuckers try to sit up there and like they try to rewrite history to make Jordan seem like he's the GOAT. He's not the GOAT, bro.
How they rewrite? They don't got to rewrite history. They use history. They use history to.
He's a GOAT of his era, though.
You don't think that he was losing all them first rounds? He don't get penalized for that.
LeBron's
and not. Look at the construction workers that nigga was playing against.
Did you not remember he was averaging 50?
Yeah, that's true, though. Bro, Jordan was...
He was definitely averaging 50?
The niggas that was guarding Jordan, bro, working at Poncho's.
Work of the man.
Like, this serious.
Team of part-time mechanics.
Yeah, bro, like, yeah. He's not playing the athletes of today.
Do you not remember he was averaging the next best average to Wilt Chamberlain?
Who? That nigga's high LeBron, already. I still Michael Jordan. I need to stop putting that shit in
bro,
shit.
Against bums. Here's another thing.
Against the same people you say he's getting beat by, though.
No. Here's the thing, though, bro. This is the thing that pisses me off. The Celtics? When niggas act like Wilt really scored 100 points.
I'm not listening to
that.
Shit,
don't man. Nothing piss me off more than that. He did that shit against niggas that was 5'7 and 5'9. He was the only 7-footer.
Bro,
back
Will
then.
Chamberlain could play in any era.
And do what?
Kill. What are you talking about?
I think that's the argument, though, is
Will
the era
was
argument.
Athlete. What you
that's why people think Jordan
is
the
mad
best
athletic
of
niggas
era.
Right now.
He played with
they
LeBron.
They don't do nothing.
He played with LeBron
the same way. The same way that you're saying they're not as Mario athletic Trump. And all that shit. Okay, cool. But the game was way different.
It was trash.
You can't touch LeBron on some shit when he's
bro,
going to the lane.
You're better than Jerry West.
Look who's out there guarding LeBron
come on,
James.
Man. Come on, man.
Y'all thought Jerry West was really that nice,
Duncan
bro?
James.
I'm just being real, LeBron bro. Like, James. You're better than Jerry West, bro. I watched you play, bro.
LeBron.
Jerry West ain't Wilt Chamberlain.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't use me to disrespect the legend, nigga. Don't do that.
7'2"?
Do not do that, nigga.
Bro, Wilt was the only 7-footer back there, bro.
So Wilt Chamberlain could play.
So your argument is Jordan ain't the
GOAT. Yeah, he'd be a rebounder right now.
He'd be running.
He'd be a
floor,
great nigga rebounding,
jumping on people.
So you think who is he doing that on?
Jordan couldn't play today. It's basically
no.
JaVale McGee
could play today,
but
Jordan
would
be Paul George.
Who did
Jordan
would be
Chamberlain was playing. Oh, wow. Man, he was playing like
oh wow.
Look, they shot him
on her kids.
This nigga wild.
Okay, maybe not Paul George. Paul George is completely trash.
This nigga wilding, dog.
Jordan would be
the best
like middle
in
of
the
pack.
Games, too.
Better than who?
Jordan would be the best in the game.
Like, are we talking about game as
you think
in
he would
NBA?
Right now?
Yes. If he was in his prime today,
Jordan,
who would be able to guard him?
This is the shit that makes me mad.
If he's getting the same
this
foul
the same
calls
shit,
that LeBron
this the same
and
shit,
Paul like
LeBron
and all these niggas
like,
doing.
Remember when Skip Bayless and him said that stupid shit, Larry Bird is better than Kevin Durant? I almost broke my TV, bro.
I would never go
his slow ass. Come on, bro.
I would never go for that.
Bro.
I would never go for that one.
Larry put 40 on niggas though with his slow ass.
Yeah.
So being slow ain't always.
That
know.
Shit just they gotta stop acting like the older basketball players was better than today, bro.
Nobody said they're better. I said he would be playing just as effective.
No, he would not. Against, he wasn't playing. He wasn't doing them slow ass moves against niggas. You think Larry Bird would take that
time,
slow
bro.
Ass shit
no,
against
about
a
Larry
real
Bird.
Defender?
But I'm talking about Jordan.
I was talking about Jordan.
Wasn't a great shooter.
No, but to be not good. Everybody.
So where's LeBron at on the top?
But who did LeBron Jordan didn't rely on shit like that?
Yeah,
he's number two after Kobe.
After Kobe.
Yes, Kobe's number one to me. It's not even
exactly.
debatable.
LeBron not better than Kobe.
R.I.P., man, to
even if
to the
people even that LeBron Laker plays fan, against are not like
not
that either.
No, I don't think he's better than Kobe, but I don't think Jordan's better than LeBron.
Man, you tripping, man.
Bro,
now you tripping,
Jordan,
nigga.
I think hey, Jordan is like third Preston. Or fourth.
Can you just turn his shit off?
And the reason why I say that, Drew, is because, listen,
can
bro.
You just turn his shit off? His mic, right?
Listen, bro. That was good, because I started looking for what's going on. No, the reason why I say that, though, is, like, even look at the challenges that Kobe and LeBron had to go through to get their rings. Bro, Jordan wasn't playing 3 and 4 All-Stars. Like, when Kobe won his ring against the Celtics by himself, because Paul George was not elite. Or not Paul George, Paul Gasol. When Kobe won his ring, he played against the first big three. When LeBron won his rings against San Antonio and Kevin Durant and them, he's ringing against killers, Hall of Famers, MVPs.
I was see
but
what you're saying.
Jordan wasn't doing that.
Sound like you
bro,
wrote this
Jordan,
shit down, bro.
No,
basketball, bro.
Don't let him do that.
Bro, they put out a chart. LeBron played like 30 or 40 fucking Hall of Famers, damn near. Like future Hall of Famers, bro. Jordan
future,
was playing.
Man, how the fuck, nigga? Come on. Because
you can look at the
stadium. Both of them had help. Who had more rings? Huh?
This nigga silly, man. He said he played 30 future.
Okay, so if you start going off a ring, off their numbers.
When neither one had help, they both was losing.
Okay, so here's the thing, though. If we're going based off rings, Jordan's not the GOAT.
Well, name all 30 of them.
Because Bill Russell played. He's going on. Y'all said that era back when Will Chamberlain and them played, that shit counted, I guess.
He got two three-peats.
All right, I got a question. If it's based on rings, Robert Horry or Tracy McGrady.
It's not based on rings.
A lot of people use rings in their argument then.
Rings are in the argument for sure.
So, rings is in the argument when it comes to Kobe, LeBron, and Jordan.
Yeah, but outside of that, nobody.
It doesn't count. Because I'm going to tell you this right now.
Niggas was winning Robert Horry those rings.
LeBron is better than Jordan in every category, bro, except scoring. Well, he just passed him in that, so he's better than him in that.
Stats is different, nigga. I mean,
y'all act like them Washington Wizards years didn't happen.
Point guard, though.
But see, here's the thing, though. I watched Jordan, too, and I watched him play on the Wizards, not the Bulls. So, them years happened, bro.
They say he was still balling.
He was averaging over 20.
Wow. It's crazy.
A lot of niggas don't do that anymore.
Kobe did.
Gray hair.
At 40?
Come on, bro. Now we're moving the goalposts, bro. It's not their fault he was 40.
Well, no.
He should have retired if that's the goalpost.
But his argument is, bro.
Like I don't do that year 18 for LeBron shit, bro. He's just nice. I'm not doing
it. You ask me, KD the best of all time, so I'm not even going to keep arguing none of this, bro.
Like, all jokes aside, are you being, like...
I like that. That's a bullshit.
You being serious?
He's the best of all time. That too. I ain't say greatest. I said best.
Talent, I can see people talking about Kevin Durant's skill set.
I could put KD up against any player in the league.
Yeah. He don't have a mindset, ever. Though. He don't have a mindset.
Ever.
You can.
He don't have a mindset.
But that's one-on-one. That's not a one-on-one game.
He's just trying to show,
KD's a dog.
No.
Are you serious?
He really is a dog.
7 foot, shoot like your best shooter, dribble like your point guard.
We've literally seen him against other players, and he's not that guy.
He don't have a mindset.
You act like he ain't been killing since. Okay, he been killing since Seattle.
Take.
Since I swear, Bron is the best of KD. Stop playing with him.
So KD's not the best of Bron.
Yes,
when he was crude to fuck up, when he had Golden State,
when he won his final MVP,
hey, when you start debating, he was dropping threes.
He was dropping threes on his head constantly.
What about after second game? He never averaged less than 25. After his second game in the NBA, never less than 25. So what are you talking about? He never been killed.
But he wasn't winning.
Yeah, that's true. But
he had to go against Kobe Bryant.
Kobe's 6'6".
Pre-injury.
No, he didn't. Yes.
Pre-injury.
No, he didn't.
Pre-injury.
You played Kobe Bryant
LeBron
on Christmas.
LeBron could not check KD.
What you mean?
Pre-injury. Same
KD couldn't check him either.
They in the division with him.
He was doing KD greasy.
Nah.
Who? You got to think. Even listen, I do not like LeBron, and I hate that y'all making me make this argument. But when he was playing in the...
Don't like LeBron?
No, not really. I just respect the shit he does.
No,
yeah, I'm a Lakers fan, and I respect what he's doing for us. So I gotta big up what he do.
Who's your all time then?
Kobe.
Okay. I respect it.
But the thing with LeBron,
is KD took y'all.
People
take
act
Kobe.
Like when LeBron was playing Golden State,
rest
KD was cooking him. LeBron was fucking him up. He couldn't overpower four motherfuckers, bro. Like, you couldn't do it. LeBron, he couldn't overpower four All Stars.
Exactly. You can't blame him.
He couldn't, bro.
So Kobe didn't.
Yeah, that was a different time, bro. You got to think.
That's just like the Jordan argument, too.
No, Jordan didn't play more than two All-Stars in the NBA Finals at all, ever in his life.
Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, but
Bron never got
still.
To play Kobe because Bron wasn't making it through.
Because Bron did fold at that time, but then after 2011, he manned up. From 2011
before
up,
that, what happened?
Bron was a
he
dog.
Let Dwight Howard took him out.
He sent y'all home.
A center take him out.
They got images of KD and Russ and them in shambles after what LeBron did to him.
And they got images of Dwight Howard advancing instead of LeBron.
Man, shout out
that's
Bron.
A different Dwight, man. That was a different Dwight.
Shout out Bron who just won a ring.
LeBron, hurry up and upload that video of you whooping Bronny's ass so we can get a good laugh.
Bronny was off that loud, bro.
Like you, nigga.
You know what, Bronny?
Talking like you, bro.
Bronny was so fucked up, he probably didn't even know he was really uploading.
He's got to smoke, bro. He's like a... He's a JV player, bro.
Bro, y'all guys
stress.
Like, he's
that
varsity, bro.
Probably stressful as shit.
Bronny's nice, bro.
The son of LeBron James.
He's a glorified JV player.
No, he's not.
I'm going to stand on that.
Bronny? He's a sixth man on the varsity.
How old
he's
is trash. He? How old is he? I was about to say, he come off the bench.
Bro, he be sparking shit, bro.
16, how, 16, something like that.
I was about to say, 16, 17.
He ain't better than Mikey, but he's cold.
So I know he literally comes off the bench.
He's cold as shit in them.
He's a glorified JV player is what I'm saying.
Nah, bro. I don't see Bronny cook motherfuckers, bro.
Yeah, he's 16, 17.
Bro. He's finna get ate up, bro.
No, he's not, bro. Look at Austin Rivers, the best fucking shooting guard of all time. It's Kobe, then Austin Rivers, then Dwayne Wade.
Wade's son,
Zaire's terrible.
Wade's son is, you think
he's not terrible. He's not terrible, but he's not better than Bronny. That's why he's transferred. Yeah. He transferred because Bronny was taking the clock he was supposed to get. They was both playing on the prep team.
What about LaMelo, bro?
Number one pick.
Oh, yeah, the greatest.
Nah, he's not the number one pick. Nah.
Who's better than him?
Zane White, Anthony Edwards.
No, Anthony Edwards not better than him. I think that offensively, Melo got too much in his arsenal. I think he got
Melo
too much.
Melo is overseas. Anthony Edwards
playing
is
in the second hardest home league.
Bread.
Playing against college students. You might play one NBA prospect
a different
a night.
Dog.
Or every couple games.
It's a different dog.
So you going with LaMelo first? You was the GM?
No, because I want Melo to go to Golden State.
Wow. Well, who got the first pick?
Too many guards.
If I'm going to State, I'm taking James Wiseman. Just because.
He said two.
Who got the first? Timberwolves.
But that's why I think they're going to end up getting LaMelo. This draft is just LaMelo, James Wiseman, and Edwards.
I think Timberwolves might take LaMelo, man. Shock of the world.
I don't know everybody off the top of my head, but it's deeper than that.
It's like the top three. Like, everybody know for a fact.
They what?
They're going to have to get rid of him.
But LaMelo could be a one. Huh? D'Angelo could play two.
A one against two.
Or vice versa, really. I think LaMelo might be able to play two.
Really don't matter.
He's a pretty explosive scorer.
It's whatever. You got an uncomfortable question of the week.
Yeah.
Don't be asking no African booty scratcher questions, nigga.
What would you do if you found your mom's OnlyFans?
Ooh.
That's not uncomfortable.
Yes, that is. I'll be sick. What the fuck is you doing? Go get a job.
We already went through this, bro.
Nah, she ain't.
You got a thing, bro.
If we down that, bro.
I guess the answer ain't uncomfortable, but the question definitely.
I'll probably be like, yeah, that's one time you gotta cut your mom out, man. Like, what the fuck is you doing?
Right.
Your mom.
Because I got friends.
I'll see how many subscribers she has.
Respectfully.
I got friends.
Respectfully.
See who's subscribing. Yeah.
That's why you care.
Who the fuck is looking at my mom? And see what she's like. You know what
I'm saying? She's like, oh, your friend's on there.
I would definitely not looking, bro. I ain't looking.
He bought feet pics.
Hey, that's a real quick. Can people see?
That's a big negative.
I'm sure the people can.
I don't know. Probably the people whose page it is, but like. That'd be uncomfortable if other motherfuckers could see you on there.
Like, man, what were you doing on Becky shit the other day, Tony?
Yeah. Hey, you hit him up and say, hey, we might as well just consolidate.
Eli, I seen you over there fucking with Big Bertha the other day.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, the big girl friends and moms online. Hey,
follow me on OnlyFans.
You paid a membership. Send them over. I seen you was following already.
That'd be a grind.
Hey, let me find that out. Me and my mom will have a very long conversation. A very, very long
conversation.
She'd
be like, I'm still
about
doing
what the
it.
What fuck you doing, nigga?
She's still, I'm exactly. doing it.
See, I can see Chris talking like that. Hold on, go ahead.
What the fuck is you doing, exactly?
This is a deep dive. Shit, my mom like 57, I'd be sick.
Eli Brown's uncomfortable questions.
Yeah, that'd be gross.
Real shit.
Whoa.
What'd you say?
That's a dope.
My mom older, so I'd
the
be
conversation's
going
to be about why. I want to know why.
What if
why?
She was popping, too?
So what if she
give
hit
me
with
the why.
So what if she hit you with the times is hard?
She started giving you
times is hard.
Giving you presents and stuff? No. You're like, where's all this money coming?
No. We get out here in the band, though, before I let my mom
I'm about to say,
have an OnlyFans, nigga. We opening the trap. I'm finna go get some yayo.
What if you say them zips ain't moving like they used to?
We gonna put it on the line for my mom got some OnlyFans online.
Listen, what if you have that whole conversation and all she does is, like, sew on there? Like, she's, like, have a sewing page, but she does,
she can have
crochets and
people can't have OnlyFans. That's
not
sexual.
You don't have to fucking.
People act like you got to be fucking on OnlyFans.
Right.
No,
he asked the question under the
premise of them doing some freaky shit.
But what if she said?
Or else it's not an uncomfortable question at that point.
Asked the question.
Well, yeah, if she's on there baking pies and showing niggas how to make quilts, then no, I don't give a fuck.
We need to be more detailed because we needed to.
You know what I meant?
Chris trying to find loopholes.
You know what I meant?
He found
a loophole. He found a loophole on the last one too.
Yeah,
Drew found a loophole.
Real question. Drew trying to flip it.
That's what I'm saying.
But yeah, okay, if it's like that, then yeah.
But
it's not. She's showing butthole, bro. All
right, well, yeah, that's what I thought. So no, we need a question on why. Why is your butthole out? Online.
I'm selling dope. My mom ain't got to
do
none of that shit.
What if that's why you
she's
got everything?
We in the
what
streets.
If that's going to
be the last question.
Your clothes,
that's
going to
be the very last question. After she answers all the other questions, I'll be like, man, how much motherfucking money you make?
Fuck all that.
Oh, man, we finna get out here, nigga.
Before my mom can do that shit like that, nigga, I'm hustling.
About to
we taking federal chances before moms is out here wilding.
No, real shit.
I got friends and shit. Nah, fuck all that.
Let's get it, man.
Yes, that's crazy.
You willing to put it all out there on the line?
If I'm nobody, you don't have no reason to care. But if motherfuckers know you,
people should have OnlyFans for other.
My mom does watch the show though, so shout out my mom. And I know damn well you wouldn't have.
Sorry, mom. And my mom watched the show too, mom.
That's
so
other stand though. I feel like that's YouTube.
My bad.
That's YouTube.
But my mom's funny as fuck. She asked me today if she can come on the show.
OnlyFans for not freaky.
Nah, I don't think you're ready for that, mom.
No, OnlyFans is not only freaky shit.
No, it's
there's
not
a lot of shit on.
But it's just like you can do the people that do the freaky like shit found a loophole and was like, fuck it. I'm gonna do it like this.
No, it's all about
it. Ain't gotta be all that.
It's like TikTok ain't just for,
I just wonder why that's popular.
Dancing? Yeah, little kids dancing. There's like comedy skits and people just doing like
there's a whole
and shit.
Lot of shit on
a lot TikTok. Of niggas be mad cringy. They be way too creative for me. I couldn't even get it TikTok.
That's that's really crazy that
man.
They made a whole
app on TikTok.
Well, so who's really friendly?
Like just subscriptions.
Hey man.
Paid subscriptions.
Shout out my nigga Frank,
and you can do any type of business.
That nigga's a legend, bro. He be saying that shit, man.
He's real camera shy, man.
Frank, Philly Frank,
man. We're going to have to get him on.
Oh, shit, Philly Frank.
Y'all keep willing him. He might pop out, man. He might pop out.
Yeah, Philly. Shout out Philly Frank.
Shout out Philly
Frank. Shout out E&J, too.
Oh, my mama, man. Sponsor me, man.
He said sponsor me, man. Shout out Evan Williams.
That shit gave me a headache the other night.
Your packing, your packaging is...
Don't be blaming
it. It's the E&J, bro.
Hey, I'm really...
You ain't eat.
I'm kind of curious.
You ain't eat before.
Before?
No,
I didn't eat before.
See, I was...
Hey, if I could ask a question, I'm kind of curious, like, who are y'all listening to? Who do y'all listen to?
Like
right
what? Now? Music-wise?
Yeah, music-wise. Or really, like, if you read books or listen to books, podcasts like that.
I just listen to Ready Player One.
Like, what do you do in your car? What do you do in your car?
I listen to music constantly.
Podcasts. And who do you listen to?
Who you asking?
I listen everybody. To
Logic.
I think it should go around right
now. I listen to
a lot of local shit.
I listen
I
to.
Don't care what this nigga listens to.
No.
I listen to a lot of local shit. Dude.
All right, so who's your local? Like,
you know you're
right
Logic
now,
fan,
I guess,
bro.
Who right now? Then locally, who are you playing?
Locally?
I listen. You know, he's in rotation for sure. Tasty. My nigga Drew. Moon Rocks. I think I listen to that on the way to work all the time. That's my little groove. But a lot of this shit, I mean, G Baby, he's in rotation.
Yeah.
Taj's new shit is in rotation. Busy,
that's
I got the classics on there, you know.
So that's
I don't discriminate,
man.
Yeah, I just listen to, I mean, shit, they shit's on there. That's how they making their bread. That's how I support them by, you know, streaming their shit. And, you know, yeah, why not?
And you make music as well.
Yeah, I make music. So, I mean, of course, I'm listening to my shit too, but. Or instrumental.
So is it other
instrumental?
Does other local artists like give you that inspiration that maybe like for me listening to music, I listen to a lot of like real.
They make me cut my shit off and start writing. Yeah, if you can make me cut my shit off and
good.
I can start writing, I'm like
yeah,
all
right, they definitely fuel the inspiration, but it's from a place of like that's dope, you know. I like looking. I'm into like the marketing side because once you start making music, you see like that's what's really going to drive your numbers up. So I'm look more for their marketing package, how they present themselves and their music. So that sells me on a lot of shit.
White Ready the Spy.
No, I'm not spying. A spy more so.
But do you?
That's supporting, man. That's supporting. I'm definitely not stealing shit. So that's not it. Yeah.
That's why I like listening.
I feel like that's almost the opposite reason. Like I give people a chance, but that's almost the opposite reason of why I don't listen to nobody locally.
Why?
Because of the like what you were saying, the marketing.
You don't listen
strategy.
To all those people I said.
Like they're doing
all those
people. Most of the people you said I've listened to one time.
Man. You should really tap in.
G-Baby, I fuck with G-Baby.
You should really tap in, though, because all them people that I said, shout out to them, they make fire music.
And that's why
I listen to it. Not because they my friends, not because if the music sucks, it sucks. But
and
I listen to
and that's all
them motherfuckers make good music.
No. And I'm not even trying to say that in no type of like.
That's a rap for that.
Controversy.
No, I was just elaborating more on why I listen to them. Like, it ain't on no friends.
But I'm just saying, like.
That's when you know it's good.
That's what type of music you like. Like, you know, like, that's what suits you.
I can see people saying they're not listening to it a lot because you don't want to start sounding like somebody or stealing a little bit.
Yeah.
I think when you probably do music, you draw inspiration from other shit.
But
so
can
it'll
be
make
just,
you start, like, kind
of trying
to sound.
But can it be just
like,
as easy as, like, that's not my cup of tea? Like, that's just not the music I listen to.
Definitely. Yeah, for sure.
That's the reason why I guess I don't.
I prefer that answer.
That makes me think, though. You put everything else locally in a box.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
I listened to it one time and that's it. That's not my cup of tea. So that's just off the rip, just being like, closed-minded to some shit. You know what I mean?
But
shit.
I feel like that's almost being the most open-minded. You see them locally.
That's Hollywood, but that's, I fuck with it, though. I respect it.
I mean, if you don't like it, you don't like it.
That's, yeah, that's
how do you know that you don't like it if you don't, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you
listen to it one time.
I guess I would say if I have questions about it, and some people I have just fully not tapped into. So yeah, I'm just going to be fair that I just have not tapped into them locally. But to be real about it, if I got a question, if it's questionable and I'm like, okay, I need to come back and listen to this a few times, then that is a pass for me. That's a good song for me.
Yeah.
If it's not, I know from the first listen.
Yeah, if you don't want to listen to it again.
Yeah, but I'm going to be honest.
Exactly. I know that from the
first listen. Because y'all do music and I don't.
You're about to, bro.
There's a couple of different people. Like, I ain't going to say a handful because it's more than a handful. But it's a small group of people that actually make dope music as a fan to listen to. For me.
I listen to smooth jazz most of the day.
Yeah, like for me, I'm an R&B type. It's hard. I'm an R&B tough.
Y'all gotta
it gotta be super dope, bro. I'm not listening to that shit.
As long as that shit real, people just be talking about it.
Like, I listen to one of the Christmas songs all the time.
I think people just make what they like to listen to. Yeah. They just make what they feel like they're
making. And shout out Motto. Shout out Miss Alden.
They just make what they feel like they're making.
That's just the game.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
I listen to a little bit of everything, man.
I still want to hear who y'all
listen. Yeah, I just keep my ear on pretty much everything. And if it's dope, I play it like one time. And if I hear some songs in it, like I throw in the playlist. But
that's the same thing I just said. Yeah, you said you was getting on me for playing it one time.
But you said it's not your cup
of
tea.
He said throw it in the playlist, not never listen to it.
Yeah. No. I'm going to be honest.
You're right.
I'm going to be honest. For that shit to make the playlist, that shit got to be dope. I'm not wasting space on my phone.
I'm good enough music to tell when I listen to it, if I'm going to listen to it again.
Yeah, but I'm definitely going to peep it out. And if there's something dope on it, I'm definitely going to throw it in the playlist. And I'm just going to listen to it with a raw ear. Like, I listen to y'all shit, like, next to NBA Youngboy. You know what I mean? I listen to y'all quality next to NBA Youngboy. I listen to my shit next to Drake, J. Cole, and shit like that. So if it's dope compared to that, then I throw it in there. I don't think locally.
But
I don't think in a box. I don't put y'all in that, like, you know what I'm saying? I don't compare y'all.
And I would say, really, I don't put it as anything as local. You know, just like what we talked about earlier. You could have your fan base and make your living off of it, even if you are what someone would call local. So I don't, you know what I mean? I don't be saying even those terms.
Yeah, true.
But I would say it's just like what you said.
I think it's just.
Edit that word out.
If you don't like
that
shit,
I think it's the difference in between. The difference in between not liking somebody's shit and just respecting what they're doing. Because you can still fuck with somebody's shit and, like, you know, even, like, buy merch or something, but not ever listen to their shit just because.
Yeah.
That's the way I
But you know what, though, too, though, bro? Like, for me, I'm going to be honest with you.
Because people make what they want to make, no matter what.
I'm just a fan. If you make some shit and it's complete trash, not going to lie to you, I'm not wasting my
time. You should tell them.
No. But look, here's my thing, though. I'm not going to go back. But look, here's my thing, though. If they ask me, if you ask me, I'm going to tell you. But my thing is, I'm not going to go back and listen until I catch some shit. I'm a music fan, bro. I listen to everything from rap to R&B to rock and roll to everything. I listen to everything. So if it's dope, I'm going to find my way back to it. But I'm not just going to, such and such across town, drop some shit. I heard his shit, his last one or two, and that shit wasn't good to me. So when there's some shit, I'll catch around to it. And if it's fire, I'm going to fuck with it no matter who it is. There's some niggas that's around here I don't even like that, and some of their music is dope.
Yeah.
I would say,
and I'm never going to hate on them and be like, it's trash. Too,
I would say, for real, the reason why, and like I said, it's if I listen to it once and it's just I've never listened to it again, it's because, like, I feel like as just the producer standpoint, all my inspiration comes from music is, it just wasn't a good, like, composition. Cause ultimately, that's what a song is. You can have bars. You can have whatever. If I don't think that the beat matched what you did or whatever, that's just the way that I hear music. Like, if something is off about it or whatever locally, or I guess where...
You can call it locally. Yeah. I'm just saying my point of view.
No, yeah.
That's all music, though. Like, if you don't fuck with it, you don't fuck with
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's really it. But
I just hear that shit with a raw ear, man.
But so it's you get in the car, what you playing on the, like,
Jimi Hendrix,
first thing you're putting on the
FKJ, a little bit of Marvin Gaye. I'm not trying to rhyme on this motherfucker and get some spoken words, you know what I'm saying?
Go ahead and run.
Now, like I said, a little bit of everything, bro. A lot of times it's not rap music. Rap music bores the shit out of me. So if I hear it once and I know, like, it's respectable and I can hear, like, sonically it's dope, a couple of those songs when I get in the playlist, you know what I mean, for the gym or something. But casually, R&B music, like, I need some good vibes, bro. I don't need to hear no flexing on me. I'm broke as fuck, you know what I'm saying?
They rap my fucking your girl and all type of shit.
But that's
my girl, bro. That's what I've been telling people. I don't like all that rich shit.
I get it, though. I get it.
But a lot of rappers lie in their music, man. And that's that's one thing that, like,
and that's also
turns
the,
me off.
But you got to,
especially locally,
better.
Too. It's weird.
I think it's a difference between aspiring for better and rapping about shit you ain't.
Not like that. I'm not saying
but,
it like that.
No, I'm not going for what you're saying.
From where you draw your inspiration from.
Once I find out that it's a lie, that's when it's like the curtains are pulled and it's like, bro.
Like, just because I'm
trash.
I feel like just because I'm broke, I'm not about to listen to. I'm going to find my inspiration probably. And if I'm looking at it as broken and got it, then I'm going to draw my inspiration from the person who got it. True. Not the other broke person.
But you know what the thing is?
If that's the way you see it.
I think
I like rappers who speak about their life.
But I like rappers that just rap from point of views too. Because there's a lot of rappers that do that well too. Like some rappers rap about bodies they never cop, but maybe some homies caught them. And they rapping it from a point of view that makes it sound good sonically.
You gotta make that. You can't go on the interviews and come out with this persona and shit like that. Or you can't be out there.
But you can't make the money without the persona.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta be like, oh, that was like, I'm speaking from a different point of view. You know what I'm saying? I'm storytelling.
You gotta think. There's R&B artists that rap about fucking bitches that they're not getting.
Yeah.
And
the niggas be capping too. Cause it's like
shit that they doing it, you feel me? That they not just doing.
But I think
it's cool, but it just like takes you off that list for me.
It like niggas I told somebody about Rick Ross because people were saying like get on the beat, then beat people brought up the topic of like doing what you really say or whatever
more times than not, man.
Like I like because somebody brought that up with Rick Ross and I was like, oh well, he ain't this. I'm like, bro, I never need Rick Ross to hustle with me, bro. Right. So I like his music, just like with any other rapper that's in
people
the streets.
Don't even know about this,
I don't need Dirk to shoot for me, bro. So I just like Dirk.
Yeah, so you like, don't care.
No, because if it's good, it's good. Like people say Plies ain't real.
Yeah.
When I got to Florida. People's like, nah, he ain't this, he ain't that.
And I don't
like,
care, but if I happen to find out, you know what I'm saying?
It does hurt. Because when I found out Bobby Smarter was out here really, it made me like him more. I ain't gonna lie.
No, real shit.
I just feel like I'm a critic of everything, even the like real super far music, or like the like mainstream music.
I thought you should, though.
So if you're local, you're gonna get that same criticism.
Yeah, what defines local? Because
where you from?
Yeah.
No. I would say
because like
where I don't find it on my own. If I don't really like find it on my own.
So do you consider y'all local?
Yes, sir.
Okay,
but I think
so, like, I just want
to
make sure.
Yes. It's
I
gonna
think
say local, compared to anything.
No, but then you gotta.
But it's just like what I said earlier. I don't like to look at it in those terms because
somebody else hears you. Like, for instance, like my Spotify numbers on 17th on the list is Topeka, Kansas.
But that's
outside of that, it's everywhere else.
But the reality is I'm in Topeka, Kansas too, so that's why you're local to me.
So you're
like,
it don't matter if in your fan base
I'm not the local fan base.
It's because we're sitting next to each other right now.
Yeah,
that's
how I look at it. I look at it like that.
That's two ways.
Because I look at it like
different ways to look at it.
That's why it's local.
You could be a blown up. You could be a blown up artist that's doing your numbers and doing all that shit. And if you from LA, nigga, you're still a local LA artist.
People that are
just being real. Like,
so what makes you mainstream? What makes you above
anybody
that?
Can be mainstream.
I think numbers.
It's based off of
numbers.
I think it's based off numbers. But I think local
numbers
is like,
lie. Numbers
no,
lie.
But I think local it just means like if somebody was to say fucking The Game or Nipsey Hussle or anything
but
like that,
when the numbers
they're local artists in LA. So to us, they're these big rappers. To people that's from there, they grew up with them.
That's something cool too.
These are our local artists.
That's something that they have.
But you can use locals to disrespect motherfuckers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I do think that. But I think if you look at it
but
from a
only
wide...
if you take it disrespectfully, like,
are
you? You are local. Like, that's the truth. We are local.
It's
like,
true, but if you say that, if you put locals in a box and say that they're
and that just goes by everybody's definition.
It's just the way you say it. It's just not my cup of tea. Automatically, that's where I took it. Like, all right, so everybody local is not your cup of tea.
But that's where like whatever you define as. Like, just like you said, as far as local. To me, local, it might not be the same definition as your local. Or me saying cup of tea might not be the same definition.
Some people take pride in being local.
We get into it.
Exactly. It's just
locals
about...
Locals only. Like,
it's,
you know what I mean?
I don't like... as soon as it start getting to be in disrespect, like, as soon as sounding disrespectful, that's when I be like, oh, cool.
Shit, as far as, like...
you know what I'm saying?
The only other people we had on the tape was Aaron Knight. And he was... in New York.
Hell yeah.
But he's still local. He's still growing.
Yeah, he's a local.
But it's just something artist. That, it was just local music that local. He showed me we respected. And right. That's why, like, local to me has that same opportunity to be
I
dope.
I think it is all about numbers.
It's going to go up against that criticism.
It's about night. The quality, bro.
Exactly.
Quality.
It's gonna go
I know some motherfuckers with 200 like views said, that got better songs than... Songs with mad millions. Sure,
yeah. I think it's about it's about selling out shows. And I think that when you go on tour that and shit like that, that's really it really shows if you're local or not. Yeah. That's my
tours
definition.
Matter. Tours do matter.
I would say
if you want to go on like a scale of local, if you want to go like underground, let's stop saying local. Let's say underground and
yeah. Local's different.
Underground and
underground is definitely what we should be saying.
Yeah,
at the end of the day, this whole world is pretty small compared to everything else in the world.
But it's just like you
said,
all
hip hop, like
I gotta be able to put up all my music against the other music that I listen to. Like you said, you're gonna put it up against J. Cole, everything else. So if you just don't fit, like, I'm not gonna go out my day. To
I put my shit.
To
I don't put my shit against J. Cole, just so you know.
No, no, yes you do. No, fuck J. Cole.
I can't do it. I can't do it.
I do.
I can't do it.
I listen to Drew's shit in that sandwich. J. Cole's last two albums was trash.
But that's the thing. I listen to everybody.
We're gonna stop sending him to doing that.
I listen at one of my performances. Bro,
Rock was fire.
That's his opinion, J. Cole.
It was everybody.
Shout
hey,
out to
one of my performances. One time, somebody in the fucking back was like. You ain't J. Cole. So I took a fucking 4 or 5 month hiatus from just rapping.
Nigga said, I'm
just. That's when I started.
Right?
Huh?
You finished? Damn, bro.
Oh, yeah. No, that was after the performance. Oh, everybody was fucking with it, and then somebody in the back was just like, you ain't J. Cole.
Oh,
that's when I started.
Right,
yeah.
He was doing the right thing. Never
but that's when I started
bro,
fucking with auto tune and finding my own sound and shit.
Took a hiatus too, bro.
Oh, that's tight.
He came out with all the reckless threads and shit, bro.
Yeah, he did it. That shit did, man.
You are J. Cole.
Directly copying
oh,
this shit.
Are
bro.
You Drew Cole?
Yeah. directly copying it, bro.
Damn you, Drew.
No, yeah. No, I started trying to sing after that.
Yeah. I like more of the melodic shit, though. I ain't
but
gonna
probably
lie.
Because
Drew straight
Cole.
Bars.
Have you always produced your own stuff?
Not always, no. I've always trying to make beats and shit like that, but I get bored with it.
So did they go hand in hand, messing with the auto-tune and messing with the beats?
Yeah, when you make beats, I feel like it's easier to make auto-tune songs.
I like when
I'm really trying to rap, I like somebody else's beats. I like,
yeah,
like boom bap type shit.
And that's respectable. You can't, you can do anything you want to do when you're making songs. You can rap, you can do auto tune stuff. But people just, like you said, people put people in boxes.
But that's good though, because it gives you some motivation.
Yeah.
Like, everybody not going to fuck with your shit. But I think that how you view your shit.
If everybody fuck with your shit, you're doing it wrong, bro.
Yeah, because my thing is, how you view your shit is the most important thing. Because everybody else on the outside, some people going to be on the fence with that shit. Some people going to love it. And some people going to hate your shit. It don't matter
it's
either
reality.
Way. Some motherfuckers is... Like, I know some niggas that's music is terrible around here. I'm not going to say their name. Respectfully. Hey, but their music is ass. But them
we're
niggas
listening.
Believe in that
shit
hey, so
I
much.
Would say some names.
But it's like, if them niggas music... Like, I'm going to be real with you.
Name
if the music
now.
Was...
Raw District.
If the music...
Raw District.
Don't make me say this shit,
Raw District. Raw District.
We can get spicy in here.
No, but listen, the thing is...
We got a little bit of airtime left, man.
Who is it?
Get raw with it.
If motherfuckers... Music...
It's all opinionated. That's all opinionated.
Oh, yeah, it is a bit.
That's why it don't matter if you say someone's trash. Because
a motherfucker say I'm
the worst
people on Raw District.
Hey, bet. If you want to get raw, I'm going to put you on the spot then. Who's the worst rapper you ever produced for?
Produced for?
Yeah.
Damn.
Hey, if you want to live it, if you want to live it,
but there's like there's
hey, and this shit. It,
so in my this is
there.
Obviously it's gotta be my opinion. So this is fully.
They're
my
probably
opinion.
Gonna watch this.
Don't say it. Bro.
We're gonna tag them in this.
It's nobody. It's not even nobody local. It's, his name's Chapo. He was low-key big. C H X P O.
He's big though. Oh,
and Twan had him
he's
for
big
a show.
As fuck. Mm. Yeah,
and he's low-key big.
Yeah, he had a show
so
at
the whole,
Granada.
The whole time we were there, I was in the Airbnb with him, making songs with him.
And did you lie to him about the music?
I recorded.
Were
I,
you there like, yeah, bro?
I would.
Hell
I get the check.
Yeah,
this nigga, shit. This shit maybe fire, bro.
That shit, bro. You got to.
But that's not no check. That's just like what y'all was talking about earlier. Like, there's no way he could put me on like that.
If you don't ask, yeah.
An artist like him.
Is you lying to him if you don't
ask? So to be real, I just recorded.
Maybe in the moment it was tight.
Are you from Kansas? Yes. Are you from here?
Like, I'm
originally.
Yeah, originally.
So do you have like, who influences you like in your music?
In my music, so.
Hold on. So do you just produce or do you make music?
Is it really
you?
It's really Southern.
I would eventually make music, but Man, I could play all.
I'm starting to get confused with all this. So you just produce.
He's the producer. No, he's the rapper from.
I know this nigga.
I can
like,
do anything. I can do anything besides sing. So that's the unfortunate part. I wish I could be an artist.
He's saying he can rap.
But the type, I'm talking about the type of music. I'm talking about the type of music. And that's a question for you too, like the type of music that y'all put out. Because it to me, when if I heard it with a raw ear, I would really think y'all were from down south. You know what I'm saying? So is it really southern? Like
I lived in Atlanta for a little while, so that's what I fuck with.
Fast paced.
You fuck with UGK and like people like.
I mean,
the older.
I used to listen to Outkast like all the time. Like I fuck with T.I. That was probably the first album I had. Because
the South
ever
runs rap, bro.
T.I.
The South is. The South runs the shit, bro. The South runs rap.
It does not.
Yes, it does, bro.
Where you going? Bam, man. Why does it
I'm gonna be honest. Well, it depends on what you define as run rap, because the top rappers aren't from the South.
It's the sound.
The sound?
Yeah, it's from.
Maybe, but I think honestly, like the Midwest, because I would. Detroit.
Chicago.
Kentucky, Chicago is really smoking shit, bro.
Not like mainstream.
Really but the mainstream
Chicago can't
the
even,
mainstream
Chicago's music can't even cross over to the mainstream.
Who's from
really.
Kentucky?
Not too much.
ESTG, and he does more numbers than most people that y'all would name.
You said ESTG.
If you look
I think
up
Chicago,
name,
it can't cross over like
Kentucky?
To.
That's Kanye.
He does.
Yeah, not like the. I'm talking about the current music. You know what I'm talking about? Like,
I get
Lane. But to be real, there's a lot of fire, like. Probably most of the stuff I listen to might
we'll
be from
look
Chicago.
These numbers up real
from
quick.
Chicago.
Kosha, there's a Kosha tape.
I'm sure there's
Kosha.
One, my friend.
Yeah, I don't really like.
There's plenty, bro.
I was on Polo G before he got mainstream.
But I was going to say, I listen
I
to like
listen
Frank
to
Ocean.
People, though.
Yeah, he's
that's,
dope.
That's the type of mental. That's the type of music. Yeah.
Do you do that type of music too? Like, are you trying to get alternative with it?
Like, if I made music, that's the type of music I would be making. That's the music I like. Listen, like I told y'all earlier, like Rye.
Well,
like
Chris don't listen to anybody.
That's the type of shit that I fuck with too.
I don't listen to. When I listen to rap, I listen to. Shit.
I'm like
Kevin
him
Gates.
With. I'm like
Kevin
him
Gates
with mainstream shit. Like how he just listens to it one time and don't listen to it no more. That's how I do mainstream shit. Like.
You don't listen to nothing except the baby.
That type of credit.
Nah,
bro.
You listen
to
baby.
That nigga's
I
trash.
Got three. And yeah, on my playlist, The Baby, Roddy Ricch, and Drake. They the only niggas.
Hey, Roddy Ricch's
the only niggas that's
album,
on
the best album
to come out three jams and roll with it.
And Party Next Door.
You got Roddy Ricch has like two good songs on that album. Roddy Ricch.
The Morning Show.
Yeah, that's just
I can't listen to a whole Roddy Ricch album
on the way to work because I'm a
singles is dope.
Hey man,
you need to listen to songs.
To me, I listen to
but
I listen to music different than everybody else. I like street music.
Yo,
so I'm not gonna listen to a whole Roddy Ricch album. But if there's a dope song on there, I'm gonna listen to that song.
That nigga rides around the battle rap.
Man, let's get into shout outs, man.
That nigga rides around the battle rap, nigga.
You got shout outs?
Shout out the team. Yeah. Vo, shout out to everybody for coming through. Colin
and
Dante.
I seen somebody with the Vo hat on today, I think.
Bro.
Hey, that's fire.
It's just worldwide.
Noodles
man.
And Company in there.
Those niggas is doing worldwide.
Yeah, my niggas is eating at Noodles and Company. They'll let you know that.
They were doing
you major.
A chicken Veracruz.
This nigga interrupted his shout out. Like, fuck your shout out.
Yeah, yeah, man. Hey, disrespect
you.
Know
what?
Shout out,
fuck
man.
My shout out. My shout out's over. Eli told me I'm
no,
done.
Bro,
Mr.
I said,
producer.
I was trying to give Vo a shout out.
No, I appreciate that, bro.
He's doing like Mario Chalmers to real, bro.
Shout out, Mario Chalmers.
I've been thinking about the whole episode since you brought it up. Yeah, let's talk. Hey, talk about the shot, bro.
What's up? The shot that he hit. Yeah, the shot was great. You know what I mean? That changed a lot for me. I got a lot of bitches in the way from that.
Hell yeah.
You know what I mean? Shout out to y'all. When Mario Chalmers hit that shot, nigga, I was his little brother.
Mm-hmm. Nah, this is Mario Chalmers.
I forgot you was Mario.
No, this is Mario Chalmers that missed that shot.
Oh, this is from Alternate Universe.
Yeah, he said I'm the great. He said I'm the great value, Mario Chalmers.
Alternate Universe, Mario Chalmers.
That nigga said Mario
Chalmers. Started drinking Remy.
You got the hand off and you tripped.
All right, let's enough on me because we can get the point and shit out, y'all. If y'all want to do that, you feel me? Zero. You know what I mean?
Zero.
Oh yeah, you got like zero.
We got Russ.
Nigga said zero. Nigga,
we got
damn,
the lunch lady. You know what I mean? It's a lot of shit we can do.
Exactly
we want to go back and forth. You know, I got them all night.
Lunch lady, I do be chefing.
Well, hey, wasn't
not yet.
I ain't chiming in on the Mario. So I'm laughing. But I really don't think you look like Mario Chalmers.
He does look like Mario Chalmers from Alternate Universe, bro.
Man,
you look like blank. You look like Blanket.
No, you know who Blanket like is? Mike's son, bro. Yeah. That's Michael Jackson's son.
Hold on, bro.
Blanket. Bro.
Hold on, Mike moved.
Are you?
Hold on.
I remember Mike when you got dangled.
Did you get dangled,
bro?
From that was
balcony.
Some bullshit he did with the balcony.
Yeah,
y'all niggas
that's
wild.
The best
bro,
you
got
tell you
PTSD from getting dangled. Bro.
I figured out this.
Hey,
I figured out this whole shit.
I would be here right now if I was blanking. So.
Dante's finna be an industry plant.
Y'all
This is Michael Jackson's son, Blanket. Yep. He moved him to Topeka to stay low after all that bullshit.
That's why he's hating on the locals. I got it.
Hell yeah, bro.
He's like, my dad is great.
Talk, bro.
This nigga said, my dad is great.
When your dad's Michael Jackson, you got a high standard for everything.
What the fuck is wrong with y'all?
That's amazing, bro. It's all, don't take that, it all makes
don't
sense now.
That shit. Flame him up, man.
Yeah.
Flame his ass up.
You can't beat Blanket,
who,
though.
Who said, oh, he said that.
Oh, yeah. He said
that. He just put that on me.
Both of them niggas up, though. Yeah. Anyway, man, shout out, man.
Shout out to me, too, because I'm that nigga.
Shout out water and shit.
Shout out water, shout man. Shout out life. For real. Hydrate.
The fact that we still living through the pandemic, everybody in here, and Corona's in here.
And we only got one stimulus check. All these niggas getting money, you heard?
Corona's in that seat. Hey, odds are Corona's in that seat. I'm just saying.
Shout out to the listeners. Shout out to all the, you know, the fans out there.
Yeah.
The hundo that we be getting averagely.
Hey,
that's the district.
Shout out y'all. Y'all really do.
Man. But,
shout out the district.
Looking at their first week numbers, yeah, like, what are those?
Shout out the Raw District crew, man. And shout out to the guests, Colin and Tay.
We appreciate
Tay from dropping through.
Shout out
people that are grinding.
Shout out Oso World and Keith.
You're
Earl, David, you know, Motto, all of them.
Yeah, shout out guests. All the couch guests. There was, I thought, I don't even know who I was.
People hitting. Coming
There's
in.
A lot of people coming through at that time.
A lot of people. We're popular.
Hey, shout out to the team. Shout out to my people.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to the family.
Shout out y'all.
Shout out to me.
Shout
out to me. Shout out to me too.
This nigga gonna wait until everybody stop talking to do his shout outs.
Me? Oh, I ain't got no shout outs.
Yeah, let's not talk over each other.
He called you the lunch lady, bro. Like.
Whoa, oh, did you?
I don't understand that.
Yeah.
I didn't say that. I was talking about the hair.
That's the fucked hair. Up. Come on, I did have a couple lunch ladies with that hair, though.
That's all said. The curls with the.
You feel blessed, bro.
Hell yeah.
You got some locks.
All you need is like a mole or some shit.
Shout out my lunch lady hair. Yeah. Coconut oil. I'll be throwing that shit in there, you know. Detangling.
He said detangling.
Shout out Red Room Live. I ain't been on there, but. You know,
come on the show.
And the number
Chris,
three.
You ain't get flamed,
I'm trying to
bro.
Be on the show. Eli.
He knew better,
and
man.
Chris, three, you man. Look like you could be 40 and 20 at the same time.
Yeah.
Young old.
Fuck
shout
you,
out
Nick.
The great shout out the salt and pepper. Salt and pepper beard.
Yeah, man. Ladies love that shit.
You look like Scottie Pippen.
I'll take that.
Snotty dripping.
I'll take that.
Mm-hmm. Snotty dripping.
Scotty Pimpin.
Hey, man, and that's a wrap for this episode, man. It's going to be way too big to motherfucking edit and shit, man. It's going to stress me out.
It's going to stress him the fuck
out. Man, y'all be easy, man. Subscribe. And be blessed.
Y'all better.
Hey, yeah, appreciate y'all, man.
No, we appreciate y'all coming through, man. The conversation got a little intense about locals.
Hey, it's got to.
Not like that.
It's got to be real.
I like calling still this ground.
Niggas don't wash their hands before they go. Niggas pee on
fuck all y'all niggas' music.
I'm done listening to everybody.
Never
listen to
music dropping next year.
Bro, the only reason why I say, and I feel I'll totally stand on anything I have to say, especially with music, is because I can respect anybody saying they don't listen to my music or that they don't listen to our stuff. Like, that's okay.
You know, we had to put you on the hot seat.
Nah, I'm going to be honest with you. There's a couple shit off Dante shit I didn't really like, bro. He's not really humble.
Shit was getting. Hey, your producer gonna fuck it up for you, bro.
Yeah, stop taking this nigga on interviews, nigga.
He in there like fuck Drake. Right,
this nigga like, if you ain't
Dante's that
us,
nigga.
If you ain't listening to us, fuck you. All you locals can go to hell, nigga.
Please keep. No,
but I will say, yeah, I can.
Y'all get one spin.
Hey, man. Hey, somebody cut a beat on, bro.